LBC 97.3.
Whatever.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
I love this show. All singing and dancing, dancing and singing.
Boof, boof. Chum, chum. Nyah. Coca, coca. Go.
Kiki, kiki. So I've got piles.
So, what a show we've got for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Now, you may... We're going to try and set a world record on the show tonight, boys and girls. That's right. We're going to try and see how many Paul Rosses we can get on the show in one go. I tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. So the nightly news is on and we're loving it. We're really enjoying hearing their stories about the news and about, I don't know, what, the McCartneys, was it? I don't know. Was it the McCartneys, probably. Then we get a very, very mysterious phone call. A gentleman calls up, I could hear him. Chris and I were talking to him, saying, what year was Paul Ross born? How old is Paul Ross? And we guessed 52. I think he's closer to 60. We guessed... Paul Ross, of course, by the way, will soon be doing Mondays to Fridays, 4 till 6.30 on LBC 97.3. The moment does Mondays to Thursdays, a little bit lazy, but he'll be doing Mondays to Fridays soon. The drive time slot, I believe it's called. So we guessed that Paul Ross was 52. I think that's very generous of him. You better be dialing this fella up, Chris, otherwise I'm doing this setup for no reason whatsoever. There's only 10 options it can be. Chris didn't take that. Anyway, so this guy says, oh, so he's born in 1955. He says, yes, I was born in 1955. Oh, all right. And my name's Paul Ross. What? What the hell? So Chris took down nearly all of his number, apart from the last digit. For some reason, he didn't write the last digit down. I don't know why. Well, I do know why. If you heard 3 seconds of silence between the nightly news and the travel, no, it doesn't matter. You're not going to lose your job, Chris. Well, maybe he will. It's because he was talking to a fake Paul, the second Paul Ross. So we're going to go through every combination and try and get the Paul Ross. If you're listening, the second Paul Ross, not the other one. Could you give us a call again on 0845 60 60973? It took a lot of persuading to get him to agree to come on the air. A lot of persuading. Let's just say he wasn't keen, but we've convinced him. So, and also, if your name is Paul Ross, could you give us a call? Hang on a second. Line one, is your name Paul Ross?
It is, and I was born on New Year's Eve 1956, you mug. Which makes me not 52, you salty oik.
I was pretty close, though.
You know, I was at my 50th birthday, New Year's Eve. I was born the same day as my father. He was 18 when I was born.
Oh, okay, so but 18 years apart.
And his name's not Paul Ross, he's John Ross. And actually, although I've only ever been called Paul Ross, my name on the birth certificate is John Paul Ross.
Oh, man, fantastic. Why do you use...
My dad's an egotist, basically. His name was John Ross. He was illegitimate, never knew his dad, and you couldn't have two names. He called me, he registered my birth as John Paul Ross. My mum said, I don't like the name John, we'll call him Paul.
Right.
My next brother's Simon John Ross. He's called Simon.
Yeah.
Finally, dad came up with Jonathan, and he'd only ever called Jonathan.
Genius.
John. He doesn't go, he's just, but he never, and the next ones are Miles, Adam, and Lisa, so there's no John in there. But I moved to Marlow 2 years ago, right?
Hang on, what are we getting the whole Paul Ross backstory?
No,
What's happening?
Because you've got another Paul Ross lurking. What? I moved to Marlow, I shop in Waitrose, the manager there is called Paul Ross.
Okay.
Every time I come in, they think it's very funny to say, paging Paul Ross, well, manager Paul Ross, please come to the front checkout.
Hang on a second, Chris, have you managed to track down the other Paul Ross yet? Have you got him? We're dialing him up now. Hang on a second, I think we're Paul, would you like to speak to another Paul Ross?
I'd love to.
Paul Ross, say hello to Paul Ross.
Hello, Paul Ross.
Hello, Paul Ross.
How are you?
Very well, I'm slightly younger than you, because you're born in 55, is that right?
No, I'm not.
Oh, is this a different Paul Ross?
Yes, you're born in 48. You know what this is like, don't you? What's actually happened is we are like the boys from Brazil. In fact, we were cloned and there's like a litter of them.
Oh, please don't put horrible thoughts. There are young people listening to us, Paul. Don't say stuff like that. It's nasty. Yeah.
I'm better looking than they is.
So, Paul Ross. What's it like being Paul Ross?
Oh, it's great.
No, not you. Not you, the other one. Not the one that gets free films, the other one.
It's fine, apart from when you go into restaurants and you say your name, Paul Ross, they go, oh, no, not Paul Ross, no, we don't want you, your brother Jonathan. It's like, no, I don't have a brother called Jonathan.
So, hang on,
what about your mother, Diana Ross? She's a lovely woman.
Yeah, well, she's the black sheep of the family, sorry.
Oh, man. Okay.
And you can't say that. You can't say that, Paul Ross.
And our cousin, Luther Van Ross, he's a lovely fella.
Now, so, Paul Ross, are you saying you get abuse for being Paul Ross?
Yes.
Wow.
You get asked about, how's your brother Jonathan? No, I haven't got a brother Jonathan,
Well, so far that means we're up to two Paul Rosses. Chris has lost the phone number of the original... I can't even speak. Has lost the number of the other Paul Ross because he's an idiot.
Well, trying to get his Welsh finger out of whatever he's put it in a moment and get him to get a number for the Waitrose in Marlow, and maybe the Paul Ross manager there is on duty.
Chris, the Waitrose in Marlow, get it.
Marlow, well, yeah, what do you expect, Marlow?
I'm going to cut Paul Ross off again before he says something slightly racist. Paul Ross, thank you for that.
Which one are you saying to, the racist one or the number two?
The racist one's gone. I'm saying it to the original.
Okay, well, until somebody knows better, anybody older than me, of course, is the original.
Oh, imagine if we can find a 90-year-old Paul Ross.
Oh, hey, well, I feel that way sometimes after doing the show.
Well, you look that way as well, mate. Paul, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Cheers, fella. Bye-bye. There we go. We got a little bit of the whole Paul Ross story there for some reason. I don't think we asked for that, did we? Did we ask Paul to tell us about his family and where he moved to? I don't know. Anyway, right. So if you're called Paul Ross, that's the theme of the show this evening. It wasn't going to be. 0845 60 60 97. So far, we can say we've got three Paul Rosses. Now, if we can track this Paul Ross at Waitrose, that will be four. The dream, London, is to have 10 Paul Rosses. That's the dream. I don't know. And I don't want anyone phoning up and pretending to be Paul Ross. That's just nonsense, OK? 0845 60 60 97. Now, don't forget, of course... What a ramshackle start to the show. Don't forget, you can call in about anything else you want as well. I've got a whole sheet full of topics here, so which I will go through at some point. But you can call in about pretty much anything you want, and I will decide whether it's interesting enough and pertinent enough to make the rest of the show. 0845 60 60973. Tonight we're talking about Tartan, Ian Botham and the Nolans. Yeah, that's right. That's right. But before we do that, let's go to Keely. Hello, Keely.
Hello, how are you?
Do you know what? I'm tired, but I'm really good.
I'm a bit tired as well. I had a work thing last night, drank way too much, but I was the only one without a hangover.
Well done, you. Well, a work thing on a Wednesday?
Yeah, I know. I said it's a school night and I wasn't going to stay out, but three people were leaving, so...
Oh, I've got to say hello to two people. I've got to say hello to Kate, who I met in HMV today. And also, I don't know if you're aware of this, Keely. I'm going to mention it. I do my own podcast called Shindiggery, right?
Yeah.
It's a little podcast. If anyone wants to get it, you can go to ianlee.libsyn.com, LIBSYN.com, and go and get it. It's very rude. Anyway. It's good.
Well, so, the reason I was ringing...
I've not finished the point.
Oh.
So, I got on the train today. This is the point. I'm not just doing a shameless plug. I got on the tube today, right? And yeah. I sat down on the tube, and the tube driver went... This train stops at all stations to Kennington via Shindiggery Cross. And he did a little plug for me. He did it. And I wet myself laughing. He went, Shindiggery Cross. And I thought, what a fan. So if that man is listening, well done, sir. Thank you. Good lad. Anyway, Keely.
Well, I was just going to say, we've spoken before.
Oh, yes.
And you said that I'm as common as Mark.
Oh, yeah.
Offended by it. I don't know if you remember that or
common,
not.
Common Keely, yes, I do
and
remember.
And then you had a look at my MySpace profile.
Oh, and you looked rough.
No, you actually said I look nice, so you can't say I look rough now.
Okay, right, yes.
But yes. I saw you today as I was on my lunch break in Soho, and I was on the phone, and I wanted to say... Hello, I'm the person that you said was really common.
Oh.
I was on the phone, so I couldn't. And I thought, OK, maybe I'll get off the phone and you'll only be a few steps behind and then I can go and say it. But then it was like...
I'd taken giant strides. Whereabouts in Soho?
Just off... Oh, what is it? I think it's Frith Street.
Oh, Frith Street. OK.
Just because I work on Soho Square.
I'm trying to think if I saw any suspicious-looking common fit ladies on a telephone staring at me. I don't remember. Oh, you should have come and said hello. Kate did in HMV.
I would have done. I was nearly going to hang up on the person I was speaking to, but I thought that would have been a bit rude.
Well, Keely, it would have been very, very... I should warn people, because I think I seemed a little bit rude to Kate, but I have nothing to say. In the real world, I'm actually quite quiet and shy and have nothing to say.
I'm not sure if I believe that.
Well, no, it's absolutely true. So I would have probably just gone, yes, nice to meet you. Oh, okay, yeah, thanks. And then sort of shuffled away, feeling a bit awkward and uncomfortable. But if I ever do that to anyone, and to you in particular, Keely, don't think it's me being rude, it's just me being a little bit socially inadequate.
Well, I must say, I've only ever seen you on the TV before.
Yeah.
And you're quite good looking
Keely, you can come and say hello to me any time you want, my darling. And slip your phone number in my pocket next time. Thanks for calling, Keely.
See you later.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
0845 60 60 973 is the telephone number. If you call Paul Ross, you get special priority on the show tonight as we try and collect 10 Paul Rosses. It's never been done before. It's going to be done tonight, hopefully. Joyce.
Yes.
Who's doing the travel after eight?
Tonight I present to you Will Gowing.
Oh, Will Gowing. We like him.
Yeah.
We like him.
But you can't find more than one of him.
I bet we could... I wouldn't want to. I think one is enough. What's Will's background in terms of travel reporting? Was he...
He's
been
done
to travel
everything.
School?
No, he's done... He's been at every travel presenting school you can possibly think of.
He's got the certificate, has he?
He has, yeah.
I would like to see the certificate. So if he could fax a copy upstairs...
Okay. Well, he wants to see your travel certificate.
Okay, good. Yeah, thank you, Alan.
Yeah. M25, very slow clockwise from Junction 30 at the A13 down to the QE2 bridge after a couple of accidents earlier on. Anti-clockwise slow from Junction 2 at the A2 up to the Dartford Tunnel after a lorry fire. And Chigwell High Road is closed both ways between Vicarage Lane and Rolls Park following a burst water main from yesterday. Now, there are delays on the A22 as you head out of town. There's an accident at Purley Cross blocking one lane there. The A3 in Wandsworth also has a lane blocked heading out of town because of a broken down lorry just by the brewery. But better news on the A4 at Piccadilly. It has now fully reopened heading into Piccadilly Circus following a crash earlier on there. As for the other motorway routes, especially the M1, that's looking much better after that closure, of course, earlier on. It was closed for over 12 hours on the stretch between Junction 1 and 5, but all returning to normal again now. On the tubes, delays on the Jubilee line, and just a reminder as well, the Victoria line will be suspended after 10 o'clock this evening. Overground trains are running fine. LBC 97.3 travel. Your next update's in 15 minutes.
Carol McGiffin, Sunday mornings at the new time from 11.
You know, at the times when people go to work, when people rely on our trains and our public transport, and every single morning there is something along the lines of, there are no trains going from so-and-so into insert name of London station. What do you mean, no trains? Oh, we haven't got any staff. Well, employ some more staff. Oh, late-running engineering work. Don't overrun. People have got to go to work.
Carol McGiffin, has she gone off the rails?
Sunday mornings at the new time from 11. LBC 97.3.
So, you're saying I can buy a stunning apartment in Kimberley, in the Canadian Rockies, for only £127,000?
Don't forget the spa, and it's just 20 minutes from an international airport.
Wow, that's amazing.
Alpine Homes present Mountain Spirit Resort and Spa, a stylish new development of luxury apartments in the breathtaking Canadian Rockies. From only £127,000, your designer apartment will come fully furnished and you'll have use of a state-of-the-art spa. Only 20 minutes from the Canadian Rockies International Airport and with direct access to world-class skiing, convenience is the key to Mountain Spirit. Mountain Spirit Resort and Spa is being marketed by Savills, and you're invited to our open evening on Tuesday the 16th of October between 5:30 and 8 p.m. at Savills, 20 Grosvenor Hill, just off Berkeley Square. For more information, visit alpinehomesintl.com. That's alpinehomesintl.com, or call now on 020 7016 3740.
Whether you commute, race, or a cycling novice,
if two wheels is your thing,
then the Cycle Show is for you. Sneak a preview of the new 2008 models before they hit the shops.
You can buy the latest clothing ranges,
see the best accessories, and watch top professionals compete at the Trials Arena. Test the newest bikes on massive mountain bike, commuter, and kids tracks,
and take the Duathlon Challenge.
For tickets, call 08701 261 793
or log on to cycleshow.co.uk.
The Cycle Show,
the 12th to the 14th of October
at Earl's Court.
LBC 97.3. LBC
97.3. Ian Lee. Why has Ian Botham been knighted? What, I don't... I saw it reading the papers. Ian Botham has been knighted. What, beefy? What for? Not for cricket, because he was rubbish. And cricket's boring. You can't be knighted for cricket, because it's the most boring, turgid waste of time known to mankind. So it can't be cricket. It can't be his adverts where he's a cartoon man eating meat, can it? Have you seen those, Chris? It's Beefy Botham and a South African.
No.
I don't know who the South African... I think it's a South African or an Irishman or an Australian. And he's talking like that. No, Ian, you can't do that. You've got to have some beef. Beef and lamb.
Is he the beardy one?
The other one? I don't know. No, what, Graham Gooch?
He's English.
Mike Gatting, isn't it?
Gatting's English as well.
Is he?
That's what I meant, Gatting, when I said... I don't know anything.
I don't know anything about...
No, because it's rubbish, and there's no reason you should know anything about it. It's the worst game in the world. A game that takes 5 days to play? Get stuffed. A load of old guff. But so what? So Ian Botham, right, what's he done? Oh, he does those walks, doesn't he? He does those walks. For charity.
It's the entire country, though, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but do you know what I mean? I can get a train. I could fly it. I could do it quicker than him, and what is what I'm trying to say. Sponsor me to fly from Devon, Cornwall, wherever it is, up to Scotland. Sponsor me, and I'll do it in a day. He's just... The thing with Beefy Botham is, he's obsessed with things that last more than a day. That's his whole gimmick, is everything he does has to last more than a day, right? So, it's cricket, 5 days, walking, a week, shreddies, 2 days...
2 days for Shreddy.
He had a 2-day Shreddy bender, didn't he?
Yeah.
There's seven in a pack in Shreddies, isn't there?
He went on a massive Shreddy bender. Do you remember that? He had a massive Shreddy bender.
Yeah, and it was in all the papers, wasn't it?
Yeah, it looked rough, man. He looked rough at the end of it. Let me just write that down. That's a brilliant name for my first son. Shreddy Bender. That's a good name. Shreddy! Shreddy Bender, are you coming down? So, he's been knighted. What the flipping hell is that? I'm genuinely angry. I'm not that bothered, actually. It just seems odd. 0845 6060 973. If you can tell me why Beefy Botham deserves a knighthood. And also, we're looking for Paul Rosses. We've got three so far. The first Paul Ross that we had has bottled it, but we've included him in our statistics. We're trying to... Chris, did you find the Paul Ross who works in Waitrose? You did? You didn't?
Yeah, I've tracked him down.
You've
to...
You just put on a serious...
Yeah, I've tracked him down to... where?
It's my phone voice.
Okay.
I've tracked him down to a branch in Windsor. There's a big opening today, apparently.
Oh, Waitrose in Windsor?
Yeah.
I know where that... What, the... really?
Yeah.
What, in the by the train station? Up in that little square?
I don't know, I've never been.
Oh, have you not? Okay, well. 0845 6060... 973 is the telephone number. I promise you, ladies and gentlemen, tonight's show, at least 40 minutes of it, is going to be bloody good. It's Kevin in the Bromley. Hello, Kevin.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm tired. Hey, I'm going to the gym tomorrow with my trainer for the first time in about 3 months.
You must be mad. It only lasts until you're 35. I used to go to the gym 3 times a week, 35... Stop.
Oh, really?
Forget it, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
I want to get fit again, because I'm getting a little bit fatty butty.
Oh, so am I.
So I'm gonna start eating healthy.
No, it's middle-aged spread.
Just no, well, I can beat it.
Just accept it. You're going to be fat.
No, Kevin, I can beat it. I can be the exception to the rule.
No, it's not going to happen. It never does. Everyone has these great hopes. It never happens.
All right, well, I don't want to... I want to keep my heart working good. I don't want to have, like, a Russell Harty when I'm, you know, in about 10 years' time.
No, indeed.
Oh, I want to beat that. Well, so, a little bit of cardiovascular.
My car fixed before you go.
Oh, what?
My car. What? I phoned you on Monday.
What?
Sent you an email.
About,
car
what?
Fixed.
What?
You were going to translate the Japanese.
Oh! I didn't get... When did you send me the email?
On Tuesday.
I didn't get it.
You must have.
Wait, did you send it to me or via the website?
Via the website, Ian Lee.
No, what did you? What Ian did you? Lee. Did you? Well, did you? Ian Dot Lee.
Yeah.
Oh, you
Ian
idiot!
Dot Lee.
That's the wrong email address, you muppet.
Oh.
It's ian@lbc.co.uk.
Ian@lbc. Oh.
Which one did you send? Well, hang on. Where did
I
you send it?
Ian Dot Lee.
Yeah.
Ian.Lee@lbc.co.uk.
Oh, well, there's a... Do you know what? I think James O'Brien has set that email up to intercept all my raunchy emails.
Can he speak Japanese?
Sorry?
Can he speak Japanese?
No, he can't. He can barely speak English. Have you heard his show?
I've heard his show, indeed, every day.
James O'Brien, of course, on 10 till 1, Mondays to Fridays. It could be your cup of tea. So I've not got it, Kevin.
Oh, Ian.
Can you... No, it's not my fault.
Blow up.
Well, send it again. Send it again.
I'll send it now.
Okay, send it now, and then Chris, keep Kevin's phone number, and we'll when we get it, we'll give you a call back.
Brilliant.
Cheers, Kevin. Bye bye.
Thanks. Bye.
I'm of course translating the Japanese for him. Oh, I was practicing the Japanese today. I'm getting all right at the reading. The hiragana, I can sort of read. Hang on, I've got my. Let's put it. I've got my flashcards here. Let's. Let's just put some of this to the test. Hang on a second. Let's put some of this to the test. Let's go... Hang on. What's that doing there? Hang on a minute. It's not fun for... Okay. That letter is R. Okay? That letter is R.
Prove it.
Thank you. Okay, we'll do one more. We'll do one more for you. Let's go in round. Oh, hang on, these are all the wrong way around. Who's been muffing up my Japanese cards? Some muppet. Hang on a minute. Oh, who's been in my bag muffing up my Japanese?
I think it was Alex.
Alex.
Sorry.
Don't grass him up, Chris. That is well out of order. Okay, right. I'm going to pick a card. Oh, hang on a minute. Let me pick a card at random, but sort of not quite at random because there's some that I still don't know. Right. Okay. Oh. Okay. Okay. We can do this one. This one. Is Tachi Te Tu To. That's To. Okay? That's To.
To.
Kiss it. Let's do another one. Do one more. I know it's not fun for anyone else apart from me. Oh, that's an easy one. That's just mm. Okay, that's just mm. Okay, you got that. I can't do that one. That one, and this is the last one. What is that, Chris? It even looks like what it sounds like.
Taxi?
No, it's just a letter.
Oh, T.
It's Ta.
Oh. Ta.
Ta. There you go, you see? There we go. And look, we go to the other thing. Okay. Kabe, that's yeah. Wall.
Right.
Ima, living room. Chushajo is... Oh, I don't know what Chushajo is. It's car park. Kiss it, thank you. Yeah, we go, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Turns out Japanese is easy.
It's well easy. Gary's in the Catford. Good evening, Gary.
Konbanwa.
Oh. Yes. I'm in a good mood today, Gary, and this is worrying. I'll tell you why.
Go on, then.
It means I've been in a good mood for 4 consecutive days. What the hell is going on?
Are you on something?
No, not anymore. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's because I'm not on anything these
maybe
days.
Maybe this is to come down after the drugs for the lockjaw and everything.
I didn't take drugs for lockjaw in the end. I just beat it through sheer determination.
Sorry, I forgot your sheer ruggedness.
Yes. Yeah. What do you want?
Well, I was ringing to kind of defend Ian Botham.
I bought a new pair of jeans today.
That's completely unrelated.
You're right, yes. Go on.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
Straight fit or loose fit? Or
Boot fit from Gap.
Boot fit, oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Bowman, any closer than there?
I like the Gap. Yeah, the Gap suits me, and the trousers fit me. They're long enough. So
the taller gentleman variety.
Yeah. So it's all good. What do you want?
Well, you keep interjecting, it being your show. Now, come on, Ian Botham.
Yes.
Even if you don't like the sport of cricket,
no.
You have to admire someone who single-handedly one year beat the Australians.
Well, did he?
Yes, according to my thing, in 1981.
According to your thing,
he was voted BBC Sports Personality Year for winning the Ashes.
Oh, no. So, hang on, you're saying he's being knighted because he won Sports Personality of the Year?
Not because of it, but jeez. I think that is partly towards
that,
it.
That's a programme that should never be shown on television, ever.
It sportsmen, wouldn't be a good one on radio, though, would it?
Sportsmen don't have personalities.
Oh.
Fact, Gary. I defy one sportsman to phone me up tonight and say, yeah, I've got a personality. They can't do it because they haven't... Got well, one. That's why they do sports.
Let's open those phone lines, 0845 6060973.
Oh, yeah, I'm a football player and I've been making loads of money and I've scored a goal. You haven't got any personality, though, mate, have you?
To be fair, they've got money and talent.
They've got money, talent and pretty, pretty scouse girlfriends.
Indeed.
Yes.
And why would they need personality?
Why would they need
indeed.
That?
But look, he was also the first ever president of leukemia research.
Well, now you're cheating by bringing leukemia into it. I have no defence against that.
Well, okay.
But do you know what I mean? I could have done that.
What? Could you go on then?
Well, no, but I can't be bothered. But I could have done that.
He's the most recent president of Luke.
And I'm sure that many people have been presidents of some excellent, excellent charities. But they've not been knighted.
See, but you see, according to Wikipedia, he was knighted because of his achievement and his efforts in raising money for leukemia research.
Gary, are you getting all of this information from Wikipedia?
And other websites.
Good evening. Wikipedia, that website can't be trusted. For ages it said I was a gay cowboy. I think it still says my grandfather is Christopher Lee. I'm not a cowboy. Well, I'm not either gay or a cowboy. Oh, I'm a little bit feisty tonight. I'm feisty, London. If you want some, you can come and have some. 0845 6060973. The Paul Rosses seems to have peaked a little bit earlier than I was hoping. So if you are a Paul Ross or if you know a Paul Ross, get them to phone up. We want to have 10 by the end of the show. We've had 3 so far. Also, Ian Botham. And is there any material less sexy than tartan?
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
It's 7:30. I'm Holly Holland. Sir Paul McCartney and Heather Mills have now left the Royal Courts of Justice on the Strand. They've been there for more than 8 hours, trying to reach a divorce settlement. It's not yet known if a deal has been reached. Health Secretary Alan Johnson's told a hospital trust in Kent at the centre of a superbug scandal to withhold a payoff to its former chief executive. It comes after 90 people died after being infected with C. difficile at three hospitals, which was said to have appalling hygiene standards. Nearly 50 illegal workers have been seized in the biggest immigration crackdown in London this year. The streets of Chinatown were brought to a standstill as five restaurants were raided during the busy lunchtime period. More than 100 immigration staff and police stormed the Soho premises simultaneously shortly after 12:30. In sport, England captain John Terry has been ruled out of Saturday's Euro 2008 qualifier against Estonia. He pulled up in training yesterday with a knee injury, but coach Steve McClaren still hopeful he will be fit for Wednesday's crucial match with Russia in Moscow. In London's weather, misty and foggy tonight, and there'll be some cloud around too, lows of 12 degrees Celsius. Right now in Hampstead, we have 15. And tomorrow, after a misty, foggy start, it'll be another dry, cloudy day with some sunny intervals. LBC at 7:31.
This is Alan Joyce in the LBC 97.3 Travel Centre, and there are delays to the east of town as the East India Dock Tunnel is down to one lane heading into town to recover a breakdown there. Now, it was completely closed for a few minutes, but they have managed to get it partially reopened again now. But the queues are back as far as the Canning Town Flyover. Do add your updates if you're there, though. 08000 68 60 80. The M25 still looks slow going anti-clockwise, coming up from the A2 towards the Dartford Tunnel after a lorry fire much earlier, but going clockwise towards the QE2 bridge, it's now moving much better again. Chigwell High Road is still closed both ways between Vicarage Lane and Rolls Park for the burst water main. South of town at Purley Cross, the A22 has a lane blocked heading out with an accident, and the A3 in Wandsworth still has one lane blocked heading out of town with a broken down lorry just by the brewery there. Better news though on the A4 at Piccadilly, that has now fully reopened eastbound following an accident. On the tubes there are delays on the Jubilee line, and a reminder the whole of the Victoria line will be suspended again after 10 o'clock this evening for engineering works. LBC 97.5 Free travel. Your next update is in 15 minutes.
Have you ever glanced at your watch and had to look again because you didn't register what time it is? Have you ever read a page of a book, then reread it because you didn't take anything in? Have you ever looked both ways at a junction, then pulled out and... Sometimes a quick glance isn't enough. Every year, an estimated 1,500 motorcyclists are killed or seriously injured when drivers look but don't see. Think. Take longer to look for bikes.
Why do you go on holiday? Because of the warm weather? The pace of life? The food? Why do you come home? Because you have to. Actually, you don't.
With Papilia, you can buy a property on the beautiful island of Cyprus and enjoy that holiday feeling forever. Don't miss the Papilia Property Exhibition at the Hilton Hotel Croydon on Saturday, 13th October, and Renaissance Hotel Heathrow on Sunday, 14th October, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Or call 08000 850 870.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
0845 6060973. And now it's time for Arab's Guide to Cultural London.
He doesn't call in anymore. Arab doesn't call in. Graham doesn't call in, which is a good thing. I never liked him. Neil the Cabbie hasn't called in for ages. Bob Dylan hasn't called in for a while. Do you remember Bob Dylan used to call us up? Oh, well, maybe they're... I don't know, maybe they died. So, if you want to give us a call, what are we talking about? We're trying to collect as many Paul Rosses as we can. Chris, where are we on the Waitrose Paul Ross?
Well, the number that I was given for the new branch in Windsor...
Yes.
Turns out the number doesn't work.
Right, so what's... So, maybe retrace your steps?
What, go back to the branch in Marlow?
Yeah, could do.
All right.
Thanks. We're collecting as many Paul Rosses as we can. Also, we're asking Ian Botham... What? And you know tartan, is there any material less sexy than that? And I tell you why, because Chris came in and said, oh, I saw a girl wearing tartan, it looked really sexy. I was like, what? Tartan? Well, what was it? It was a skirt she was wearing, Chris.
Tartan skirt.
A mini skirt.
Yeah.
Pleated mini skirt.
Yeah.
Surely it was just the pleats and the mini that was sexy. The tartan, if anything, would negate that, because tartan is just so unattractive.
No, I don't like the pleats. So I was looking at the tartan.
Pleats are good. I like pleats in a skirt. Do you like pleats in a skirt, Alex?
Mm.
Yeah, good.
Well, tartan's good though, because it's that schoolgirl thing, isn't it?
That's what it is. How do we get out of that one? No, we can't. Nice one. Well done.
Like school disco.
That's how we get out of it. Well done. That's what you mean. That I never get the school disco type look thing. I don't know. Because if you drive past the Kentish Town Forum, I think it's on a Saturday night they do it, or maybe a Friday. Friday, Saturday. It's full of fat tarts dressed up as school in school uniform, and also most of them look like they only left school about a year ago as well. It just seems a weird.
Hen parties always do it as well.
They always do, and it's it is kind of sexier look, I think. But I don't know why, and it doesn't seem right, does it? It's got something a little bit pervy about it.
Nah.
Okay, 0845 6060 903. Someone can phone in and say, yes, Ian, I'm afraid you're wrong. Tartan is very, very sexy. I doubt you can. I doubt you can. Oh, it's Philip. Kombonwa, Philip.
Oh, good evening to you, Ian.
Yeah, well done.
Good. Kombonwa. Is that right? Kombawa?
It's pretty close.
Kombawa. I'm very, very worried, Ian, about the bionic woman.
Uh-oh, why? What's wrong with her?
Well, she's losing her strength.
Oh, dear.
Well, I just heard today from America that the, you know Michelle Ryan, was she in EastEnders?
She was in EastEnders, yes.
Yeah, well, the first one did reasonably well.
Yes.
But the second episode, they lost 25%.
I've heard it's a bit of a stinker. I've got the first episode at home.
Have you? Oh, right.
I've not seen it yet.
What's she liking? Oh, you say you haven't
seen it? I've not seen it. It's also got Starbuck from Battlestar Galactica in it, I think, as well.
Oh, right.
I've heard it's a little bit of a stinker.
Yeah, they say that they normally drop for the second episode.
Yeah, 25%, though.
Yeah, although, including all the groups, the only thing they do say is that a lot of people now have got DVR recorders, so there's a possibility of time shifting.
Oh, no. Time shifting?
Yeah, so you're sort of, a bit worried, because if it flops, I mean, we won't see it over here.
No, we will. We'll see it on ITV4.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's an idea.
ITV4 always show sometimes some quite good series.
They do, yes.
That never quite made it or got cancelled halfway through or something. So it will appear at some point.
Did you see Smith Ray Liotta?
No. Oh, you reckon? No, I didn't see it.
Oh, it's brilliant, that was. Yeah. Also, I've heard it. Are you a Star Trek fan?
Sometimes.
Well, I've also heard from America that they've remastered in high definition and okay. surround sound the season one episodes, the Menagerie.
Oh, yeah.
And the parts one and two, and it's going to be shown in cinemas in America. It's certain ones. It's going to cost $12.50.
Not that bothers.
And I know you've got lots of Trekkie fans out there. So
yes.
Whether they'll bring it over here, you're talking about the tartan.
Yes.
Well, I've got a record somewhere. I can't remember where it is, by Kenneth McKellar, and it's called the Touch of the Tartan.
The what of the who now?
He's talking about kilts.
Oh, right, yes.
And it's all Scottish songs, You take the high road and I'll take the low road.
Oh, yes.
And I'll be in wherever it is before you.
In Scotland, isn't it, I think?
And, so it's,
Tartan just reminds me of the 70s.
Yeah.
And I think it's because of the Bay City Rollers, and also because my granddad was Scottish, and I seem to remember...
Was he?
Yeah, I seem to remember there being a lot of tartan.
What part did he come from in Scotland?
Aberdeen, I think.
Oh, yes, very nice, yes.
I've never been.
Granite City.
When I was a kid, he used to drink quite a bit, my granddad.
Yeah.
So he's always a bit drunk. But when I was like 4 or 5, I would sit there and he'd talk to me, and he had such a strong Scottish accent, I couldn't understand a word he'd say. And so and it must have been heartbreaking for him, so I'd run off to my mum in tears. Because I couldn't understand what he was saying.
Aww.
And so he was boozed up as well.
I like Scotland. Yeah, can you tell me, what is South Norwood in Japanese?
It'll be South Norwood.
Oh, right, I'll remember that.
Excellent, Philip, thank
you. Okay, all the best.
Bye-bye. There we go, it would be something like that. Look out, kids, it's marching. Hello? Hello?
Are you there?
Where are you?
I'm in South Norwood, coincidentally.
Oh, well, why don't you go out for a drink with Philip?
Well, I don't know where he lives.
No, nor do I.
I don't want to get bored to death.
Steady on now.
Well, he's interesting in some bits.
No, didn't hear that.
Okay, he's interesting in some bits, but he's boring in loads of others.
Yes, loads of others. All right. What do you want?
Oh, yeah, handshakes. Yesterday, you brought it up.
Oh, yeah.
We have to come up with 3 handshakes we ate.
Oh, OK. Yeah, well remembered. Yes, OK. What we're doing is we want to compile everyone's top 3 list of worst handshakes ever. Because we've all done this. You've gone for a handshake, and it's gone wrong somehow. I remember once shaking a new boss's hand, and I went for the hand, and instead I just grabbed the end of 3 of his fingers... And it was, I couldn't,
worse, yeah.
You can't pull out and go back in. You've got to go with it. And so I sort of very limply shook his hand, then turned away and walked away and said, oh, for God's sakes, and felt awful about it for days.
Yeah.
What's your worst handshake, Martin?
Okay, there's one which is at third place at the moment, which I saw on the Grand Prix last weekend.
Yeah.
Lewis Hamilton walks into his pit crew.
Yeah.
You know, it's the big chance he's got of winning the championship.
This is it.
And he goes to each of his pit crew with a fist, and he fists each of his guys. That's not a handshake. That's a touch of the fist. How can he call that a handshake? What do you find funny there? He's got me going now.
That's not a handshake, is it? That's
no,
not
he went round no. doing it with each of his guys, okay. And each of his guys did it back to him.
Yeah. Well, anyway, what's the next handshake?
The next one is the superpower guy. You know, the one with all the muscles.
Yeah.
And he grabs your hand.
Yeah, yeah.
And he doesn't give you a chance to get your hand in there properly.
No.
And he squashes your fingers.
Yeah.
When you walk away, it's as if you've only got one finger left.
Yes, I know that handshake.
I hate that one.
The last one,
number one.
Yeah.
You ready? Number one. Got a drum roll there?
Yeah, hang on. I have got a drum roll here.
Oh, good, good.
Hang on a second. I wasn't ready for this.
Bit of production coming up.
Here we go.
Make a cup of tea.
It's not the old days. I can't do it for 6 minutes this time.
Okay, well, don't bother.
All right.
You near me there?
Yeah, go on.
All right. The worst handshake is the limp wrist. The one that's like a wet lettuce.
Hang on a minute. We've not finished.
Oh.
It's what?
The wet lettuce wristed handshake.
Yeah.
Your hand's nice and solid. In comes this wet little hand, and there's no grabbing from them.
No.
So you don't know how much you're going to grab them, but you don't want to be known as the strong man.
Mm. No, I tell you a handshake I hate even more than that one.
Yep.
Is the cocky. I want to say businessmen, but they're not necessarily businessmen. But where they come in, instead of their hand being sideways, the palm of their hand is almost facing the floor. And so they come in, they turn your hand round, and so their hand is on top, and they're doing the motion.
Yeah.
I don't like that. That's
control.
Them, that's control. That's them trying to assert themselves and bully you. No.
Yeah, you shake a Polish man by the hand, you'll get a proper, normal strength, solid handshake, where, you know, that bit of skin in between your thumb and your first finger touches, and then you give a good, solid handshake.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a proper handshake.
Yeah, or if it's a woman, you pick her hand up and you kiss her gently.
Oh, no, no one does that anymore.
Well, I'm sorry, in the Polish community, we still do that.
I saw a bloke the other day. I was on the tube, it was really busy, and a bloke was standing up. Someone got up, he sat down in the seat, fella took the seat, and then he saw a lady there. And he said to her, do you want my seat? And she went, I'm not pregnant, you know. I thought, you cheeky cow.
Yeah, I don't understand why women do that.
Yeah, what's it? Well, you got women's lib, but I mean, yeah. Don't have a go at him.
You've got
that.
A gentleman
being,
there.
Yeah, you're being polite.
And well, the door slams in your face, women. Come
I'm
on,
not pregnant, you know.
I don't know.
If someone offers it, I take it. Martin, thank you for that.
That's all right, Ian. Night-night.
Yeah, good lad. There we go. Right, 0845. 6060973 is the telephone number if you want to go. That's right, we're compiling. If you've ever... Your worst ever handshake... I've got indigestion, sorry. Chris, yes?
Does a high five count as a handshake?
Well, of course it doesn't. That's a high five.
I'll stop doing it then.
What do you do? When you met Richard Parks today, did you high five him?
No.
You did, didn't you?
Maybe a little bit.
Idiot. The worst high five, of course, is when you go for it, no one else puts their hand up, and you're like, yeah,
or
yeah.
Or you miss.
All right, yeah, or you miss, yes.
Embarrassing.
It is embarrassing. So what's the worst handshake you've ever had? I've done it a few times where you just grip someone's fingers and it's like, God, that's wrong.
Do you know the one where you do, like, the fist shape and you're supposed to touch the other person?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a kind of...
A street thing.
Street
punch.
Thing, yeah.
Like a punch.
And when I first lived in America, I went into a guitar shop. Yeah. There's a guy I knew, and he did that to me. But I did like one potato, two potato. I didn't know what to do.
What
one potato, two.
Yeah. Please put that bit in the montage. Okay. Please put you saying I did one potato, two potato in the montage. That's right. That's and can I have that in my folder? That's one of the best lines I've ever heard on this show. Thank you, Alex. Right, so bad handshakes, Ian Botham and Tartan. It doesn't sound like a winner, but I guarantee I can make this work. 0845 6060973. One potato, two potatoes.
I'm still laughing about that. It's brilliant.
All right, Alan Joyce.
Thank you very much. To the east of town, the East India Dock Tunnel is still down to one lane as you head into town to recover a breakdown, and that's causing delays back to the Canning Town flyover. The M25 still very slow anti-clockwise from Junction 2 at the A2 up to the Dartford Tunnel after a lorry fire from much earlier on. Going clockwise towards the QE2 bridge, it is moving much better again now after a horrendous day generally on the motorways. Chigwell High Road still closed in both directions between Vicarage Lane and Rolls Park at the Burst Water Main, and those temporary traffic lights are causing delays again on the A10 in Stamford Hill, just by the junction with Manor Road. The A22 to the south of town still has a lane blocked heading out of town by Purley Cross, and that's with an accident there. And the A3 in Wandsworth has a lane blocked heading out of town with a broken down lorry by the brewery. That's causing a bit of a delay there as well. Now, if you're heading on to public transport this evening, the trains are running okay, but on the tubes there are delays on the Jubilee line after a track problem earlier on at Baker Street. And a reminder again, the whole of the Victoria line will be suspended after 10 o'clock this evening, and that's because of planned engineering works. LBC 97.3 Travel. Your next update is in half an hour.
Wake up with Steve Allen.
I don't know why people go on about French food.
You know, people go, oh, the French food is so great.
It's rubbish. It's snails and things that crawl about in the garden, and frog's legs and garlic. Ugh, pig's feet. I ask you, what happens to the pig? Doomed for the rest of its life to whiz around the farmyard on casters. Why do they eat only bits of the animal? You know, the frog must be there. Don't pick on the legs. Don't pick on the legs. Not even the greatest leg. Look, hop, hop, hop. And the snail, you know, oh, I like this little house. It's cold out here, isn't it?
For a taste of Steve Allen, listen Monday to Thursday mornings from 5 and weekend breakfast from 8. LBC 97.3. From the best bars and restaurants to the best customer service. Whatever you think is best, you'll find it in the finer things in life with James Max and Continental Airlines, voted best business class for 5 years running. It's your weekly catch-up of everything that's best, from the must-have gadget to the best hotels around. Listen to James Max, Saturday afternoons from 5, for the finer things in life with Continental Airlines. Discover a better way to New York and LBC 97.3.
It's James Max. Chris?
Chris,
yeah. Come on, I've just had an email, right, from Peter. Hi. Peter Cummings, right?
Yes.
And it says, all it says is this. What does cheeky mean?
Well, I'm going to be cheeky now.
Go
listen. Then.
Yes.
Okay. Well, basically, look, I want to invite you to Tokyo.
Hang on.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, I'm not going to pay for your flight, first of all.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh. That's not inviting me to Tokyo. Okay. That's just saying go to Tokyo.
What? Okay, let's start again. Go on.
Okay, right. Let's go to Chris in Maidstone.
Konnichiwa, konbanwa.
Konbanwa. Hey, Chris. Chris, get this. I've just this weird email from Peter Cummings, right?
Hi.
It says, what does cheeky mean?
Well, if he listens, then I will tell him what cheeky means. Well,
okay.
Call him up and tell him if I'll text him.
Right.
We show in Tokyo every year, every November, for Tokyo Fashion Week.
Oh, yeah.
And I heard that you're going to go, well, not this year, but next year you might go.
I'm going next year, definitely.
When? Do you know? This is serious, really. I mean...
I don't know. The plan was to go in March, but I might be doing a show in March, so...
Okay. Well, look, if you ever really want to come, we showed in London, London Fashion Week, a couple of weeks ago, and that was brilliant.
Who are you?
Ream is called the label.
Ream.
R-E-E-M.
Ream.
Ream, yeah.
Yeah.
Put it in the internet.
I'm all right, cheers, but go on. Right, so... What are you inviting me to do?
To sit and have a look at our show, mate. We need some publicity. You like Tokyo, you know?
Yeah, but you're not paying for anything.
Absolutely not. You'll get probably...
Well, then you can get lost. Well, basically, he's just saying, you know you like Japan, you should go to Tokyo. And I'm there. And you can come and see clothes... If I go to Tokyo, thank you, Chris, by the way, it's very kind of you. But no, it's not kind of you. You haven't offered me anything. If I go to Tokyo, I'm not going to go and watch clothes.
You don't like clothes?
I don't like clothes. I'm going to go and buy. When I went to Tokyo, I tell you this before. When I went to Tokyo, I like the Japanese writing. Right? This was years ago, and so I went to this department store, or as we call Departowa, and they had like these T-shirts, right, with like Japanese writing on. And there's like posters. Like, it was like an advert. It was obviously an old Japanese advert with loads of writing on. I went, oh, that is wicked. I said, I'm going to. So I bought it, right? And I put it on. And I was walking around Tokyo. And then I went to this department, this other department store. And each floor we went up, we went in the ground floor, first floor. And a couple of people looked at the T-shirt and sort of pointed at it. I thought, yeah, I'm looking cool, man. I'm looking well cool. Got up to the next floor, second floor. A couple of people started pointing and laughing. Just a couple. I thought, oh. Okay. And the T-shirt's got these little dudes like with like sort of space helmets on and lasers. And they're firing these lasers. And then there's this like slogan and obviously the name of the product and all this stuff. And I thought, okay. Then got up to the third floor and like there's about 20 people just started pointing and laughing at me. I thought, This is weird, man. I got up to the sixth floor, and eventually everyone on the sixth floor was just laughing at me. I thought, oh, no. So I went and bought a white T-shirt, a plain white T-shirt, ran downstairs, ran outside, got changed very quickly. I thought, well, this is weird. I don't know what this is. And then that evening, we were having dinner with our guide. And I said, look, can you have a look at this T-shirt? What is this T-shirt for? And she started wetting herself. I said, what is it? She goes, oh, it's an advert for women's sanitary pads. And I was wearing this T-shirt for sanitary... But they shouldn't be allowed to put that on a T-shirt, should they?
Why did they have people fighting on it?
I don't know. It was this brilliant... I wish I kept it. It was a brilliant T-shirt. I gave it away in the end because I was so embarrassed. But there's, like, space dudes with laser guns and stuff. I guess they're fighting ladies. I don't know what they're fighting. I don't know what goes on when that happens to a lady. I don't want to know either. I have no desire to know. But so I'm wearing an advert, you know, basically wearing, like, a Tampax T-shirt. And it was... Anyway. 0845 6060973. Sam?
Hello.
Hello.
You're making me laugh today. That makes a change.
Excuse me?
You're making me laugh today.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
yes.
I want to say...
Is your name Paul Ross? We're looking for another seven Paul Rosses.
I got him in Croydon. He came to Croydon. But I didn't go up to him. I was a bit...
No, don't. He's a beast of a man.
He was going up to people. I didn't go up to him.
What do you mean he was going up to people? What, trying to say, do you know who I am? I'm Paul Ross. Did he do that?
I knew it was him, and people were talking to him. But
yeah, he's probably tapping them for money. He's probably saying, look, if you let me come round and turn your Christmas lights on, I'll only charge you 50 quid. That's how he works it. That's how he works it.
Maybe. Anyway, I want to talk about...
Say it.
Tartan.
Tartan, well done.
Why is Burberry called Tartan? Because Burberry is a nice name, and it's... Tartan-like material.
It is tartan-like, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is tartan-like.
Top.
But they've tried, but it's brown tartan, and I don't think you can call brown tartan tartan.
Yeah.
And you get all these Scotch, right?
Tablecloth.
You get these Scotch who go, mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I've got my own tartan. We traced it back. Well, I don't believe it all looks the same. No, oh, I've got my own tartan. We've traced it right back over 200 years to Bonnie Prince Charlie. Well, it all looks the same. It's just like red with some checks in and maybe a bit of blue.
Yeah, but with tartan, you see, people just follow the lines all the time. It's irritating material.
They follow the lines?
On the cloth, you know. They think, where are these lines going everywhere all over the person?
They follow the lines when thinking, where are these lines going?
No, they just follow the lines on the tartan.
And wonder where they're going?
Yeah.
Where do they go? Where do they start and where do they end, Sam? Do you know?
They just... go up and down and side to side.
Yeah, that's enough to drive someone mad, isn't it?
Yeah. Also, have you heard of haikus?
Yes, I have. Aren't they poems of seven syllables?
Yeah, it's Japanese poems.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit silly.
Why?
Because I don't... So is it seven syllables or...
5-7-5.
Five, seven, five.
10 words, right? The first line is 3 words. Second line is 1, 2, 3, 4... And the third is 1, 2.
But they also have to be about something. I can't remember. There's another rule that applies to them. Anyway, silly. All poetry, without exception, is silly. The only half decent poem is Philip Larkin's one about parents that I can't say on the radio because it's got swears in.
Oh, right.
That's the only half decent one. Even that's rubbish.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not finished. That's the only half-decent one. But yeah, I'm still not finished the sentence. It's the only... Yeah, so shut up. That's the only half-decent one, but even that's rubbish. There is no such thing. I was on the Underground today, and they had... They used to be quite big, and they don't do it so often now, but there was a poem for the Underground in one of the adverts thing. They obviously hadn't sold the advertising space. They put a poem up. It was guff. It's about a canal in Kentish Town. And what they did, it wasn't... A-B-A-B. What it was, A-B-C-B. Is that right? So the second and the fourth lines rhymed. Is that how you describe it? A-B... Anyway, it was cack. Poetry, Sam, is cack.
Yeah, I think so. I'm not very good at poetry.
You surprised me.
You know, you said something cheeky. There's loads of cheeky songs, and shall I tell you a cheeky song?
Is it Touch My Bum?
No.
No?
I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think
Do you know what that song's about?
No.
Oh, well, it's about onanism.
What's that?
Yeah, have a look in the dictionary. It is. It's a posh word for... Anyway, 0845 6060973. If you can define cheeky for Peter Cummings, then... hello, dude, what does cheeky mean? Is it like gay or something? You don't know what cheeky means. Can someone find out and define cheeky for Peter Cummings, please? 0845 6060973.
Where does your front door lead? It could lead to this. Or even this.
Good evening, sir, madam, your usual table on the terrace.
You see, using the value of your home to finance your investments is just one of the strategies that's helped thousands of InsideTrack's customers build substantial property portfolios and create more than 200 property millionaires. To find out how, just call 0870 124 4613 to go to a free introductory workshop from InsideTrack. It's the start of a program to help you get the best out of property, whether that's buy-to-let, buying a second home, or even a third. How to find them, how to finance them, buying off plan, how to negotiate discounts. Over 100,000 people have already attended free workshops from the UK's leading property education specialists. Join them and see how doors open for you. Book now. Call 0870 124 4613 or go to insidetrack.co.uk.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
It's Richie Don La Wirral.
Hello.
Hello, Richie.
I'm in the kitchen, actually. I'm just cooking. So, are
you frying something?
I'm doing a wok of peppers, and I've got some green beans and sweet corn, and I'm doing M&S Roquefort and beef burgers, which I'm going to cover with cambazola.
Oh, well, it sounded good until you got to the beef burgers, but apart from that, it still sounds delicious.
It's all
but if you've got stuff in the wok, you've got to do it really quickly. It's literally like a minute, isn't it, in the wok?
Well, no. I do it on a low heat.
Oh, okay.
And for about 15 minutes.
Like a baby.
It cooks in time with the burgers.
Oh, okay, good lad. Well, Richie, what can we do for you?
Well, you're talking about handshaking.
We're trying to find the worst handshakes in the world, yes.
I shook this guy. I really fancied this girl, right, about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And she met this guy, and she invited this guy into the circle of friends.
Oh.
And then I went to shake his hand, and his hand was like really wimpy and wet, and the handshake was most unpleasant.
When you say wet, it wasn't literally wet; it was just drippy.
Well, it was like, you know, it was like a sweaty palm.
Oh no, the sweaty palm.
He didn't shake your hand like shake it. He kind of like. Like they should have presented it forward, and it was just.
I'm always suspicious when you go to shake someone's hand, and before they do it, they get their hand and they rub it on their jeans. You're thinking, what's on there?
Off?
Yeah, what? Because I don't want to touch that now.
Absolutely.
There's quite a few times I used to use up until quite recently a sort of wax in my hair, and I've shaken a few people's hands and just realised I've still got wax. They've now got a greasy hand because of my hair product is touching them. It's a weird thing, the handshake. I wish more women would do it, because women don't do it. You have to go for that ridiculous kiss, and the kiss is just... the kiss is nonsense. One kiss, two kiss. I don't want to kiss you.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like
it. Go to Europe, it's two kisses or three.
I had to kiss a girl the other night who was quite saucy, so I went deliberately for the two.
Well, you have to kiss a girl.
Well, no, it was like a hello kiss. Oh, what was that? I can't think who it was. Oh, anyway, I don't approve it. I think it's wrong. Richie, enjoy your stir-fry.
OK, I've sent you a CD, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Of my top 10 favourite girl bands of the past.
Oh, mate, thank you very... Give us three that are on there.
I don't want to give the game away.
Oh, OK, no, fair play.
Let it be a surprise.
If you've sent it by Royal Mail, it'll never get to me.
I've paid for it to get delivered properly.
Special delivery?
Yeah.
Means nothing. Means nothing. They stole... Oh, sorry. They lost 10 video games I sent special delivery.
Yes, I heard.
And now I'm going to try and claim it back. Do you have the receipt for the game, sir? No, I flipping well. Well, I'm afraid there's nothing we can do for you. So don't trust them, Richie. But if it does arrive, that's very kind of you, and I shall enjoy listening to it.
If you don't get it, let me know, and I'll send it again.
All right, cheers, boss.
Cheers.
Bye bye. Kira.
Hello.
Can I come back to you after the news?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you sound a bit down. What's wrong?
No, I'm sad.
Oh, okay. Is it anything serious?
No, it's just
Okay. When you come back, you're going to sound a little bit louder and a bit cheery, though, aren't you? Because otherwise...
Yeah.
Okay, good, because that sounded absolutely awful.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
At 8, money can't buy you love in the McCartney Mills divorce talks. A statue of Prince Harry with a difference goes on display in central London, and people in Newham have their say on the Olympics. It's 8 o'clock, I'm Sam Pittis. Sir Paul McCartney and Heather Mills have left the Royal Courts of Justice in Holborn after 8 hours of divorce talks. Lawyers have been trying to hammer out a settlement to ensure secrecy. The keyhole to the courtroom was sealed up, and a barricade of chairs prevented access. Sky's Matt Smith outside court says it's what's known as a financial reconciliation meeting.
Part of that deal, we understand, will be what lawyers call a no-squeal deal, a silencing deal if they have reached an agreement. Part of that deal will be that Heather Mills keeps confidential her life, her former life with Paul McCartney.
Health Secretary Alan Johnson has told an NHS trust in Kent to withhold any severance payment to the former chief executive pending legal advice after a superbug outbreak. 90 people died after being infected with C. difficile at 3 hospitals, which were said to have appalling hygiene standards. Criminal charges could be brought against management at the Maidstone and Tunbridge Wells NHS Trust. Mr. Johnson says the findings shouldn't tarnish the important work that goes on at hospitals across London.
What happened in Maidstone and Tunbridge, that is the exception in the NHS. An awful catalogue of failures. The problem was there was that they didn't act in accordance with the guidance that we've issued.
Woolwich Crown Court's seen footage of young British Muslims undergoing alleged military-style exercises at camps in the UK to prepare for future attacks. 50-year-old Mohammed Hamid from Clapton is alleged to have organised the camps. The court heard the men behind the July 21st failed bombings were among his pupils. Hamid and 4 other men deny a series of terrorism charges. A statue showing a dead Prince Harry has gone on display at the Prince is also in town for a dinner at the Royal Institute for Chartered Surveyors. It's being shown at the Trafalgar Hotel as part of the Bridge Art Fair. And the creator, Daniel Edwards, explains the meaning behind it.
It's a protest against apathy. And if you have the unnamed soldier, you're potentially just contributing to the apathy. And if you have a figure that everybody really cares about as a dead soldier, maybe you'll jolt people out of that apathy.
That's a statue of Prince Harry. People in Newham are being given the chance to put their questions to the team behind the 2012 Olympics. They're the first in a list of boroughs to get face-to-face with Olympic Minister Tessa Jowell, Seb Coe and Mayor Ken. Now, if you're away from your radio and want to stay in touch with the latest news, weather and travel, you can call 0901 723 6666. Calls cost 35 pence a minute from a BT landline. Other networks and mobile rates may vary. London's travel. Well, Chigwell High Road remains closed both ways. That's between Vicarage Lane and Rolls Park because of a burst water main. London's weather misty and foggy. There'll be some cloud around as well. Minimum temperature 12 Celsius overnight, currently 15 in Hammersmith. This is LBC. It's now 3 minutes past eight.
Dropping in with Jenny Eclair this week, Bill Ward, who played the former bully boy builder Charlie Stubbs in Coronation Street, and camp comedian and writer Julian Clary. Jenny Eclair, Saturday morning from 11, LBC 97.3. LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening. Good Evening.
Well, it looks like we stalled at three Paul Rosses. Disappointing. Very, very disappointing. We've come nowhere near the... You know the world record for Paul Ross... Well, the number of Paul Rosses on one radio show is 8. We came nowhere near it. Paul, if you're listening, I'm sorry. We tried our best. We failed. You can still call in if your name is Paul Ross... 0845 6060. Come in and do it. Come on, it's the bin man. Come on, he's got to come in at some point. That bin's not been empty for 5 weeks now. Hey, boss, how you doing?
Good,
yeah. Yeah, good lad. We've got to pretend you're not here, so don't say anything. Okay. 0845 6060 973 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. If your name is... Shut up. If your name is Paul Ross, you get special privileges. Also, is there anything less sexy, material-wise, than... Is there anything less sexy, material-wise, than tartan? It just doesn't work. It's just such an unattractive material. If you've got your own tartan, or if you're just a fan of it, can you give us a call? 0845-6060-973.
Thank you, boss.
Good lad. Have a good one. Okay. It's a bit down today. Which had some bad news. 0845-6060-973. Ian Botham. I mean, I know he's done, like, that walk and stuff for charity. That's brilliant. Well done. But there are... If anyone who saw the Pride of Britain Awards on ITV the other night... I didn't. But as I was flicking through the mirror looking for, you know, rude stuff, I saw that page. So I get that there are a lot of people who do stuff for charity, and because they didn't used to play cricket, they don't get knighted. I just, it seems like, what? He's such a nothing bloke. You see him interview, it's like, well, oh, is he in Botham? Oh, well. 0845-6060-973. Oh, man. Alex, have you seen the page? If you've got the Daily Mirror, ladies and gentlemen... What page is this on? If you've got the Daily Mirror, you're going to see one of the best pictures in the world. Where is it? It's not that one. Oh, page 15. It's a man, right, with an arm.
Yeah.
He's got an ear grafted onto his arm.
Oh!
It's genius, isn't it?
I like that mouse.
Isn't it? Well, exactly, but he's right.
That's what I said.
No, you didn't say that. What you said, Chris, was, can they cut it off and use it on someone? That's what you said. That's actually what you said.
Yeah. Well, that's useful, isn't it?
No, it's not useful. He's an artist, right? The Cypriot-born artist had it created in a lab from cells and implanted into his skin last year. Originally, he wanted it on his head as a kind of... As a kind of final front ear.
What?
But this is a newspaper.
What, on his forehead?
A final front ear. It's a pun.
Oh.
But it was deemed too dangerous... Stelios, who calls himself Stelark, searched for years to find a surgeon to... This is quite cool, actually. His next plan is to install tiny transmitters so people can hear the sounds his arm ear is picking up. Now, that's quite good, actually. I hadn't read that bit before.
So it works?
Well, it will do one day.
That's pretty cool.
That's living the dream, isn't it?
Brilliant.
But what, it's the best picture I've seen in a long, long time. Kira, have you got the Daily Mirror there?
No, I left it on the train.
Oh, did you see the ear, man?
No, I just read the back page.
The back, what, hang on, the back page about sports?
Yeah.
Blues set to dump Rebel Lab. Well, sports, but you're a lady and you're an intelligent young lady.
I love sports, I play football.
Oh, God, but do you like cricket?
No.
No, of course you don't, because you realise that cricket is the... worst game in the world. Ever had a bad handshake? That's another thing we're talking about.
Pardon?
Ever had a bad handshake?
Yeah. A lady just digging nails into my hand.
Into the hand. When tough guys want to intimidate weaklings like me, I've never had my hand properly crushed by someone who's doing it to deliberately intimidate me. I've had a friend do it for a laugh.
But they wouldn't dig. You're like, what, 6 feet four?
Yeah, but I'm a weed. I'm weakling.
You still tower over them.
I've got a fat belly. I'm going to the gym tomorrow for the first time in 3 months, and tomorrow's show I will not be able to move.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, we'll get over it.
I've put on a little bit of weight as well.
You're fatty?
No, I had a stomach and it's kind of gone flabby now.
Oh, okay, flabby belly. You're painting an attractive picture. Obviously. Oh, there's someone listening who has emailed me saying they can do an excellent impression of you. So if they're listening, could you call up now, 0845 6060 973, while Kira's on the line, and do the impression. I'm referring to Missy, in fact.
You?
Anyway.
Okay.
Right.
Probably someone from my uni class, I don't know.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Right, so, is there a point to this call? And I'm only dragging this out because we ain't got many calls.
Oh, I've got lots of things to say.
Brilliant. Well, let's hope it's interesting.
Well, first off, my love life has just tumbled down.
What?
My love life has tumbled down.
But you didn't have any love life. You were obsessing about a gay man who you worked with, and he had no interest in you whatsoever.
I was crying yesterday. Okay, because I had to tell myself, no, you're not here, and let it go, because nothing's going to happen.
As we've been telling you for the last 2 weeks, yes?
Yeah, trust me, it was so painful. I was really upset.
Okay, well, we've been telling you that for ages, okay.
I know, but it's not easy.
Hang on 1 second. Yes, is that the other Kira?
All right, Ian.
It's pretty good, isn't it? Go on.
How's it going? How's it going, Kira?
Hello.
Is that boy still checking you out?
Well, I'm kind of doing that, actually.
Oh, you're checking him out now, is it?
Yeah, I want to.
Is he fly?
Why are you talking to the urban man?
I'm talking at you, though, isn't it?
I don't talk like that.
You do, though.
No, probably the tone, but not like in that kind of East London slang, no.
All right. Did he look at you today?
No, there it was yesterday. Nothing happened, really.
Did he rate your hair?
Yes, they didn't care.
Out of 10, though, what was it?
It's red at the bottom.
Oh, wicked, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going now, because I'm eating. Bye.
Okay, bye.
That was pretty good, wasn't it, I think?
No, yeah, the tone is right, but she's weird.
She is, well, there's no denying it. Yes, she's very, very weird. She's doing impressions of someone who's only called my show about 4 times. But that is weird. But it's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, I used to hate your show, but now I really like it.
Well done, you. Right, so what is the point of this call, Kira?
I don't know, I just want to run. I'm just so, like, mellow, okay? I also think Nick Abbott's quite hot.
Yes, apparently you're obsessed with him.
Actually, I'm quite insanely obsessed with him.
Yeah, I know. That's probably why you don't get on his show as often as you would like to. Is that the case? Is that true? You've been phoning up and you don't get on as much as you used to?
No, Lucy wouldn't let me go.
Yeah, we go. Okay. So you're not using me as a replacement therapy for Nick Abbott, are you?
No.
Okay, good. Well, this has been a really fun call, Kira.
I know. I'm so sad. I find it so hard to get over it. It's so hard.
Oh, well, you'll be fine. Tana. Tanya? What's your name?
My name?
Yes.
Tina.
Chris is putting T-A-N-A on my screen.
T-I-N-A.
And I'm guessing you're from Poplar.
Yeah.
Not as he's written, Popular.
Oh, well, very clever.
He's written on my screen, Tana Popular.
Yeah.
Well, it's a good name for a Swedish pop singer from the 80s, but it's anyway, yeah. Not as good as Shreddy Bender. Anyway. Shreddy Bender, that's brilliant. Anyway, Tina.
Yeah, I've got a really strange question, Farmyard animals like cows, do they ever get sunburned?
Pigs get sunburned, and that's why pigs wallow in the mud, to stop them getting sunburned.
Oh, right.
That's a fact.
All right, so cows do it?
Cows do it, fleas do it, even educated bees do it. Let's do it, let's fall in love, yeah. I think, any animal can get sunburned. Now, obviously, if they've got a bit of hair, or fur, that offers them some protection. But the fleshy animals, like the pig, like the cow, they can get sunburnt quite severely.
Right.
And it's not uncommon on some farms to see, if you've got a caring farmer, to see them put suntan lotion on them. Fact.
Suntan lotion.
Absolute fact. If it's all dry and the pigs can't wallow or the cows can't swallow, then they put the suntan lotion on them.
Right. I believe you.
Well, I should let me do. Well, Tina, thanks for that.
Sorry?
Yeah, okay. Right, what is going on? The first hour was actually quite good. And that 15 minutes has been a load of old cack.
Well, you're not going to like what's coming.
Oh, for God's sakes. Go on, Vinny.
Yeah, these handshakes, yeah.
Yeah, your hands are better now, are they?
Yeah.
After you got beaten up.
I'm just shy, man. Look.
No, I will not shut up.
No, I'm sorry.
Your girlfriend...
They healed.
Your girlfriend... She not got her own email address? She had to use yours?
Yeah.
And she had to sign it Vinny as well, did she?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So your girlfriend, who emailed us yesterday saying you couldn't call in because your hands got mash up after you got beat up, and then she signed it Vinny.
Yeah.
So where is she today? Did you dump her?
Yes, of course
you did. Why was that? Because she was too ugly?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, okay.
So is it time for the adverts?
No.
Okay, anyway. Handshakes, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you know what my favourite one is?
I think I do, actually, but we can't be too vulgar on the radio.
Okay, forget that, then. The one I like, yeah, is when you have to shake your hands with someone that you don't really like, and you put your hands together and then pull them and look them eye to eye and say, what are you going to do? That's it. That's one point.
Okay, well, we'll get Vinny's second point in a few moments. Do call us up, please. 0845 6060 973. Stay tuned, because after the travel, we're going to find out Vinny's second point. It's the Travel News Now with Will Gowing.
Thank you very much. Two lanes are blocked off tonight with an accident on the A40 heading away from town at the Medway underpass. As a result, traffic now slow moving all the way back through to Gypsy Corner. One lane closed with an accident on the A22 Godston Road southbound at Purley Cross. And Chigwell High Road is still closed off both ways between Vicarage Lane and Rolls Park due to a burst water main. In Stoke Newington, there are temporary lights up and working on the A10 Stamford Hill. That's at the junction with Manor Road, all due to the water main works there. And in Tottenham, we've got some gas main works causing a few problems on Monument Way. That's between the High Road going through to the Hale. So gas main works restrictions still ongoing along that stretch. Update for you on the Underground. There are delays now on the Bakerloo line. That's due to an earlier signal failure. Also delays on the Jubilee line to look out for as well. That's all due to an obstruction on the track earlier on near to Baker Street. Just a reminder, Victoria line closes early in just under a couple of hours' time, 10 o'clock tonight, for those ongoing engineering works there. And National Rail train service is looking fine this evening as well. LBC 97.3 Travel News, your next update coming up in half an hour.
Nick Ferrari has breakfast. I'll just read this because it's so good. This is Bob in Barnet. It must be hell being a newsreader on your programme, the way you keep butting in when they're in Phil flows. Nick, who gives a stuff? One day one of these poor girls will get so exasperated they'll tell you in no uncertain manner to go forth and multiply. And while I'm on the subject of your behaviour, your morning exchange with Hank Potts, although funny, is a bit of a farce. I still think your show is great and my TV set's never on in the mornings. Thanks for that, Bob. You hate everything, virtually everything I do, but you listen all the time.
Love him or hate him, you just can't live without him. Nick Ferrari at breakfast, weekday mornings from 7, LBC 97.3.
I'm Gabby Logan, TV presenter and mother of two, but I almost wasn't. I'll always remember the day my twins were born. I had a natural birth, but then I developed complications. I lost a lot of blood and spent the next 3 hours in the operating theatre. I never thought I'd end up needing blood. I mean, I was having babies. I hadn't been involved in an accident. But if it hadn't been for four amazing people who'd given blood, I wouldn't have survived. And Reuben and Lois wouldn't have their mum.
Your local blood bank is short of regular donors. So please visit blood.co.uk to find your nearest donor session and do something amazing. Give blood.
Look around you. How many of the people around you right now could become ill at any time? At GlaxoSmithKline, we undertake medical research to develop new drugs for today and tomorrow. We just need you to help us with our clinical trials at our research unit at Clinical Imaging Centre London. You'll be paid for your time and commitment if you take part in the study. So, if you're healthy and aged between 18 and 60, then call us today on 0800 707 6068. That's 0800 707 6068. Help us help people to do more, feel better, live longer.
LBC 97.3. Ian Lee's Good Evening.
That girl that phoned up and said she saw me when she was on her mobile phone. I saw her. I remember seeing her now. I do remember seeing her.
How can you just remember like that?
I was just thinking about it, because I was tracing my path along Frith Street and where I was heading. I do remember seeing her, yes.
Your memories are, like, in delay then?
Yeah. Vinny, what was the second point you wanted to make?
Yeah. I just want to ask you, have you ever wondered why your career hasn't gone in the right direction?
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's like when you disrespect people like Ian Botham, yeah?
You're saying my career has not perhaps been...
Yeah, because you disrespect people.
Yeah. Okay, calm down, you muppet.
Ian Botham's just one of them.
Calm down. So you're saying my career has perhaps not been as successful as it might have been because I've just disrespected Ian Botham?
Not just Ian Botham, but disrespected other people as well.
For example...
Robbie Williams.
What have I said about Robbie Williams?
He's rubbish.
Oh, he is rubbish. You're right.
In your opinion.
I agree with you. I agree, Vinny, I agree with you.
Yeah,
Yeah, but he sold millions of records.
I agree with you, though.
But
I agree. You just said he's rubbish. You just said Robbie Williams is rubbish, and I agree with you.
You also said that Oasis are rubbish.
Now, do you know why? Because they suck.
Yeah.
They are one of the worst bands of all. They're an embarrassment to this country.
Yeah, but that's why they sold so many records.
It is why they've sold so many records, because they're bland. It is why they've sold so many records, because they're bland and derivative. That's why.
All right, they're going back to Ian Botham, yeah?
Let's go back to Ian Botham, Vinny.
Yeah, he's known all around the world. He's got a regular TV job, commentating. He's got
only commentating on cricket.
Yeah, and he's got a column on the newspaper.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
Oh, nuts.
One more time, he's known all around the world.
Yes.
So,
that's an Oasis album, isn't it?
So...
He's trying to link everything in with Oasis. I don't know why. We'll see why, hopefully.
So how can you disrespect people? Okay, you can say, I don't like them, but you can't say, they're rubbish.
Let me think. Hang on. No, you're wrong. I can. I can say Ian Botham is rubbish. He doesn't deserve to be a knight. Do you think, Verinda, that Ian Botham deserves to be a knight?
Yeah.
Why?
Because his services to cricket and charity.
Stop there. His services to cricket. His services to a sporing minority sport that's played mainly by rich people and idiots who are too thick to be any good at studying at school, so they end up playing cricket.
Wait, hang on.
His services to that.
Let me tell you something.
Please do, Vinny. Yes, you tell me something. I'm going to let you tell me something.
That may be true in England.
Yes.
But places like India,
right,
which has a population of a billion.
It's not quite a billion, but it's okay.
Yeah. Okay.
It's nowhere near a billion.
Okay, let's say 900 million then.
Well, let's say less than that.
It is, though. It's over 900 million.
Okay, well, that's not a billion, is it?
But is it... Okay, all right. Wait,
China could have you.
No, China have
1.2 billion. Yeah, so China could have you, easily. If it was just, like, one-on-one, China would have India, easily.
Yeah, but that's not the point.
No, but it's not the point, but I'm just saying, if it was bare-knuckle fighting, China would have you easily, and also, China does kung fu. So, to be honest, Vinny, do you know what I mean?
Then China would beat up even America.
Well, China will beat up America. In about 50 years' time, China's going to be the only superpower in this world.
Yeah, I know.
So what are you going to do about it?
Only
the Indians...
Okay, shall I tell you something?
Please do.
USA shouldn't really be scared of... Iraq or places like that, yeah? They should be scared mainly of China.
Well, they are.
But the thing is...
You present a good argument for Ian Botham there, Vinny, by meandering off to talk about America versus China, you weirdo. What has that got to do with the topic? Nothing. Good evening.
Let me go back to Ian.
Good evening. Good evening.
Alright then, bye.
And it was as simple as that. That's all it took to get rid of him, was just say good evening in a slightly firm voice three times. 0845 60 60 97. I don't quite know where this is going. The first hour, if you just tuned in, the first hour was pretty good. Suddenly, since 8 o'clock, it's all gone a bit freaky. Hopefully Jim from Beckenham can bring some sensibility to us.
Gomba wa watashi wa nahongo dekamasan.
You're saying hello. We're talking about Japanese?
I don't understand Japanese.
Okay. Well, I didn't understand what you said. Okay, right.
I was just phoning up to say, you like films about time travel?
Oh, I do like films about time travel. Yeah, my favourite genre.
Right, well, there's one of the best ever made, which has been very much overlooked and which I really liked. It's one of my top three favourite films because it ticks all the boxes. It's a love story, it's got good music that you would love, and it's time travel.
Philadelphia Experiment.
No.
Back to the Future.
It's the lead is a woman, famous woman actress.
A woman travelling through time?
Yeah.
Oh, go on, I don't know.
Peggy Sue Got Married.
I did quite enjoy that when I saw it. I wouldn't like it now. It's not proper time travel, because it could be a dream.
Yeah, but I watched it recently and it was as good now as it was...
I did actually quite enjoy that when that first came out. I shall give you that, Jim. Yes, thank you.
But that wasn't why I was going to call.
Oh.
The reason I called was in Korea at the moment.
Yes.
There, a lot of people are having operations on their tongue, plastic surgery, so as they can speak English better.
Excuse me?
Yeah, they get the tongue cut so they can pronounce their R's and their L's.
Where do they get it cut? The tip?
I'm not sure. But it must be quite painful.
Yeah, I've got...
I'm told that it takes quite a while to be able to eat properly.
I've seen people who've had their tongues cut because... You know, you get these weirdos that are obsessed with animals.
Yeah. Or they get it cut in a sort of V-shape.
Yeah, like a snake's tongue.
Like a snake. Oh, they're mad.
Stupid. That shouldn't be allowed.
But what I was going to ask you...
Yes,
was,
Jim.
Say as you get a little bit older and you lose your diction and your ability to enunciate...
Do you lose your diction when you get older?
Well, a little bit. I found that I do.
Okay.
Would you consider having an operation on your tongue?
No. Of course I wouldn't consider having an operation on my tongue. No.
Well, what if it meant you're losing your status as a talk presenter?
Well, Well, hang on a second, but there are lots of old men that still do talk radio. One of them's on straight after me. I'm joking.
Has Clive Bull had his tongue operated?
Yeah, I think that may be why he was off in the summer. He was having his tongue sliced so he could speak better.
I know Steve Allen has. He's had his done like a snake.
Yes, and he's got horns implanted under his skin in his forehead.
I don't know about that.
No, it's true. Would I have it done? Well, no, I can't see my... Well, who... Jim, who knows what would happen in the future?
I wouldn't anyway.
Okay, right. Well, thanks for that.
Or tartans.
Yes.
I've got my own tartan.
Of course you've got your own tartan, because you're a Scotch.
In Scotland.
Yeah.
And it's really nice, and I've got a tammy and a scarf in that colour, and a kilt.
What's a tammy?
It's a little hat with a little thing on the top.
Oh, those. Yeah, but every Scotch says they've got their own tartan, and they all look the same. You couldn't tell by looking at a tartan what the tartan was.
You'll find that there's a lot of modern tartans which are all very, very similar.
No.
The older tartans, they're very distinctive. You can't mistake them.
I don't believe you.
They've even got Japanese tartans.
Really?
Yeah, but they're not real Scottish tartans.
Do you find the tartan sexy?
I like the little tartan miniskirt.
Okay, right, here we go. Thank you. We're back to miniskirts again. I don't quite know. Thank you, Jim. We're asking, is there anything less sexy than tartan? Forget them on mini skirts, OK? Because, of course, mini skirts with pleats in, of course that's going to be sexy. That's inevitable that that's a sexy look. It would be stupid not to think that. But tartan itself as a material? No, it's not really, is it? 0845 6060 973. Mike's in the Barnet. Hello, Mike.
Hello, matey. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you very much.
Mate, you should run for president, mate. You're hot today.
For president?
Well, no, for prime minister.
Oh.
Mate, you're good, mate. You put up with so much dim people. I don't know how you manage it, but you know what? Well done to you, big guy. I'm looking up to you every day.
Yes. Are you following me? Is that what you're saying?
Mate, you're fantastic. No. Dude, I'm tall as you, man. But I'm a bit wiser than you, though.
You're a fat fella.
No. Come on, man.
I'm just trying to get an image of you in my head, Mike, so you're tall and fat.
No, man. I'm six foot tall approximately, yeah?
Well, so shorter than me, yes.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Oh, steady.
No, I'm just want to get the facts. You're trying to, let's get the facts.
Man, I'm 6 foot tall and...
And 6 foot wide.
Wide, but no. Probably about 4 foot wide, so I'm quite wide.
Okay.
I mean...
Four foot wide?
Yeah?
Hang on, 12 foot. Well, yeah, that's not that bad, I suppose. Okay.
Yeah, a little bit. Now, about this gym thing, Ian, what are you going to the gym for?
I want to buff up, innit, for the ladies.
Listen, man, just do sit-ups, man. Just do sit-ups every morning, at least 10.
Yeah.
10 in the morning, and about 10 again midday, what? And you'll lose the tummy. It will go.
Really? I want a bit of cardiovascular. I've been to the gym before, and I actually started enjoying it. I'm just dreading it this week, because I haven't been for ages.
Oh, my God. Well, I'll tell you what you're going to have to start doing then.
Yeah.
To do probably about 3 or 4 sit-ups in the morning, just so your body get used to being tight again, yeah?
Yeah, I want to be tight.
About Ian Bowe from now for knighthood. How does that happen?
Yeah, he's nothing special.
Well, I don't think so.
No.
He's had a few flings here and there with a few tarts all over the place.
Well, steady on. Let's hold on. I don't know his history that well enough to comment on that, so let's just say maybe he hasn't done that.
You read the old
right. You wanted to call him about handshakes, did you?
Yeah, listen, about this handshaking thing now.
You've got 20 seconds now.
All right. Handshakes is a touch of the fist, that's all.
Good lad, thank you. Right, just to make sure, I don't know Ian Botham's history. I'm sure he's led a perfectly... I knew some of his history, but I don't know if that's true or not, and if it's not true, I can only apologise to the state of Sir Ian Botham, ladies and gentlemen. Sir Ian Botham. Let's not forget that. Because not only could he sue us for libel now, he can also cut our heads off. That's a fact. Right. 0845 6060 973. Saya.
Hello.
Konbanwa.
Konbanwa.
Can I speak to you after the news?
Sure.
Thank you. More of your calls coming up. 0845 6060 973. No one has called up yet to say, yes, Ian, tartan is sexy. Do you think it's good?
On 97.3 DAB and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
At 8.30, I'm Sam Pittis. Sir Paul McCartney flashed his traditional V for Victory sign as he left court in Holborn after divorce talks with Heather Mills. It's thought it could be the largest divorce settlement in UK history, with McCartney paying out around £70 million. This evening, Sir Paul attended the opening of a new gallery in Piccadilly. Health Secretary Alan Johnson stepped in after a superbug outbreak when 90 people died in Kent. Alan Johnson's told Maidstone and Tunbridge Wells NHS Trust to withhold a payoff to the former chief executive pending legal advice. Paparazzi photographs of Princess Diana, taken as she lay dying in the wreckage of the Mercedes car in Paris, have been shown to the jury at her inquest. The photos won't be released to the public. A statue showing a dead Prince Harry has gone on display as the Prince is in town for a dinner at the Royal Institute for Chartered Surveyors. It's being shown at the Trafalgar Hotel as part of the Bridge Art Fair. The creator says it's a memorial to those who are willing but unable to serve in Iraq. London's travel news. Two lanes are blocked with an accident on the A40 westbound at the Medway underpass. And London's weather, misty and foggy tonight. There'll be some cloud around as well. Minimum temperature 12 Celsius. It's currently 15 on Regent Street. This is LBC. It's 8.31.
How's that new shop you're working in, Dave?
It's getting really busy. I'm now doing Saturdays as well.
Oh, early to bed on Fridays then.
Yeah.
Tax credits are flexible and adapt to changes in your life. So if you've got some news, like a change to the number of hours you normally work, share it with us. That way, we can make sure you know where you stand with your payments. Tax credits from Revenue and Customs. Give us a call on 0845 300 3900.
Listen, I'm on the M6, hands-free. Do you fancy going away this weekend? Just you and me?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah? Oh, great. I know a nice hotel. Modern rooms, power shower, continental breakfast.
Travelling on business? Stay at Express by Holiday Inn and earn Priority Club reward points. Then treat someone with free nights at hotels worldwide.
Don't worry, this one's on me. I'll let you pay for dinner.
Turn reward points into brownie points. Book online at hiexpress.co.uk or call 0800 43 40 40. Conditions apply.
LBC 97.3. Ian Lee's.
Come on! Good evening. Give it to me! There's a number, I'm talking over it. That's what you've got to call. Konbanwa.
Konbanwa.
Let me practice something. Huh? This is a tough sentence for me, so let me practice it.
Say some sentence.
I'm going to say a sentence to you.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. But it's a tough one, and I'm not quite sure. I'm struggling a bit.
Okay, so maybe I won't understand,
yeah? Well, yeah, well, hopefully you will.
Okay.
Okay. Hang on a minute. Kono chikaku ni yubinkyoku ga arimasu ka?
Ah, hai.
Did I say? What I was trying to say was, is there a post office nearby?
No, it's the post office, yeah?
Yeah, is there a post office nearby?
Yeah.
So Kono Chikaku ni is there nearby?
Yeah.
Okay, but
Yubin Yoku wa, not ga, yeah?
I thought it was Yubin Yoku wa, ga.
You said ga, yeah.
Why is it not ga?
It's
definitely Yubin Yoku wa.
I don't know, it just isn't.
So it's what? It's definitely wa then?
Yeah.
Because my notes are ga. Okay, so I could also say hang on, let me try this. Oh man, this is so hard. Yubin yoku wa. No, hang on a minute. Yubin yoku wa. I'm going to get this completely wrong, but this you can see. Yubin yoku wa mae eki des arimas. Take the des out. Yubin yoku wa. Yubin yoku ni.
Why is fine, yeah?
I'm trying. What is fine? Yubin yoku wa ue eki ni arimasu.
Eki no ue.
So I'm trying to say that the post office is not ue, because that's on top. Mae.
Mae, yeah? Mae. Yubin yoku no mae ni arimasu.
Yubin yoku wa mae eki arimasu.
No, it's the other way around. Yubin yoku wa eki no mae ni arimasu.
Eki no mae arimasu.
Arimasu, yeah.
Yubin yoku wa eki no mae arimasu.
I understood what you're saying.
Okay.
So, you know, don't. I think when you're trying to speak foreign language, don't be afraid to get wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I am afraid of, though, is getting it, because I want to try and get every... What I was saying there, ladies and gentlemen, was the post office is in front of the bank. But I am, because there's all the wa and the ga and the ni and the no, and it's like, which, but if you use the wrong one, people will understand you, won't they?
Yes, I still understood what you were trying to say, so.
Okay.
Yeah, just, don't be afraid, yeah.
I'm getting quite good with the reading the hiragana as well. Hiragana. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I've been practicing. I've bought myself some books that have exercises. I've been doing exercises every morning.
Really?
Yeah, I'm getting it. Anyway, Saya, what can I do for you?
Can I tell you my motto?
Your motto?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your motto in life?
Never put mayonnaise in Jack Daniel.
Never put mayonnaise in Jack Daniel?
Yeah, but it tastes really bad.
Why did you do this? I'm assuming you've done this once, then.
Yeah, I've done it twice.
Okay, so once wasn't enough. You had to... What,
no,
why?
It was a part of a game we did.
Okay.
And, fun
game.
But I'm the one who suggested that the loser should.
What a waste of Jack Daniels. And mayonnaise, actually.
No, it's a good experience.
Yes.
But, no.
So you've still not sent in a picture of yourself yet?
Wait, I never take pictures, you know.
What?
10 years, yeah?
Yes.
I only took perhaps 5 photographs.
That's terrible. What are you going to show your children one day?
I don't know.
Mama, what did you look like? I don't know. I have no pictures to show you.
No, because... And I also have been ill recently, and right. I don't know.
Okay. When are you going back to Japan? Hang on. Don't answer that question. Nihon ni kaerimasu ka? I missed that loads there, didn't I?
Itsu Nihon ni kaerimasu ka?
Say that slowly.
Itsu.
Itsu. When, yeah? Itsu Nihon ni kaerimasu ka?
10月の 24日.
Say that again slowly, hang on.
10月の.
Jugatsu. That's October.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
This month, yeah.
Yeah, so you're going this month, and it's forever.
Yeah, but I'll be coming back from time to time. Yeah.
What's when itsu?
Itsu is when.
Itsu, okay, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay, Saya. Well, thanks for telling us about your motto in life.
Yes, was it useful?
Yeah?
Don't put ketchup in your drink as well.
Okay, don't put condiments in drinks, is what you're saying.
Yeah, but you can put maybe some other stuff might taste.
Maybe some ice or a little bit of Coke. Do you like Coke?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, sayonara.
Okay, sayonara.
Domo arigato gozaimasu.
That's okay. My pleasure.
There we go. Oh, thank you. I'm getting there. The Japanese. Sorry, I know it's boring for everyone else, but it's I find that quite exciting. And who knows what might happen one day. It's time to go to Joe. Hello, Joe.
Oh, you must be quiet tonight, Ian.
We're very, very quiet. Do you know what? Last night, really, really busy on the phones, right? The night before, absolutely dead. And tonight, we've been struggling a bit. Now, I don't quite know why, because I think the shows this week are certainly better than they have been for the last few weeks. I think we're getting there.
Yeah,
after a bit of a fat period. But people aren't phoning in. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Well, I've listened to yesterday's and the day before's today on the podcast.
Yes,
and I've just caught tonight that no one's rung in about the sexy tartan.
The sexy tartan, no one has.
Well, I think it is. But first of all, I've got to say, do you know the Japanese for?
Yeah.
Please repeat slowly, because that will be the most useful phrase you can have.
Do you know? I don't know it. I've seen it written down a few times, and I've said it a few times, but I don't know it.
Right, because that's got to be the easiest, the best one, hasn't it?
I have it in a book somewhere, and you're right, I should learn it. And also, I know how to say, can you say that in English, please, as well, but I've forgotten it. Anyway.
That's just cheating, though.
It is cheating, isn't it?
And last night, the Naomi special, that was so funny.
It was good. Do you know, we didn't have, if you missed this last night, tough. We didn't have one genuine Naomi calling in.
No, I heard.
I couldn't believe it. And Naomi has got to be one of the hottest names ever made.
Next to Sire.
Oh, Sire. Who knows what she's not. She's only taken 5 pictures in the last 10 years.
Yes.
What a weirdo. Well, I'll be honest, what a weirdo.
Well, she does ring up the show.
Yeah, exactly, that kind of... By the way, if you're wondering what the music is, it's Joe's theme tune. He's the only caller that has a theme tune these days, and that's why every time he calls up, we play it.
I tell you what, if you ever get the chance to change it, I would love the Triple M music. If you
it's too late. You asked for this. You've got it.
I thought it would be, but if you're never going to use that Triple M music, can I have it off you?
Well, you can steal it from as we did from the Pee Wee Herman's soundtrack.
I can't find it. I've checked everywhere.
It's Danny Elfman.
Yes. Yeah. I tried, but I couldn't find it.
Well, you didn't try hard enough.
No, I obviously didn't.
No.
But the tartan, I think, you get them little tartan dresses that the women wear that looks more like a little towel, but...
We're back to... All you're saying is you find miniskirts sexy. That's all everyone has said. Oh, yeah, I like tartan, especially if it's on a little mini pleated miniskirt. But you're not liking the tartan, you're just liking the miniskirt.
Well, I think the tartan adds to it, and I think the actual tartan miniskirt is a wraparound one, so you have that big... You have that big nappy pin on it.
Okay, the nappy... I tell you what I like, which is similar but isn't tartan. And let's not get too sleazy, because we've got young ears listening, but the netball skirt. Are you aware of the netball skirt? Now, that's exactly the same skirt, short, pleated, with a safety pin, but it's not tartan. Now, that works for me. Grown women playing netball in netball skirts. Oh, I would stop in the park and watch that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I even find the bibs quite sexy as well.
What bibs?
The goal attack, goal defence, those bibs they wear.
Yeah, no, they don't do nothing for me.
Oh, they don't work for me. There's obviously something going on in my head. Well, Joe, listen, thank you for that.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, boss, and then we can cut the music, you see? It's as simple as that. 0845 6060973. It's a mixed bag of topics this evening, and I'm more than happy to... Don't forget, you can call in with anything else you want as well. I always say this every night, and I think people don't believe me. Or maybe you don't have anything you want to talk about. Maybe it's that. But you can call in with anything. That's right. Chris, have you been turning people away who've called in with other stuff to say?
Certainly not. Jim just phoned in from Beckenham and just said that please repeat in Japanese is mo-igai.
Mo-igai. Mo-igai. Thank you, Chris. David.
Hi.
Yes.
I was phoning to talk about shaking hands.
Yes.
Really, and I guess people presume that shaking hands really hard is a way to show your sort of virility and how confident and dominant you are.
Yeah.
But in my experience, somebody who to shake hands too tightly is almost as bad as shaking hands limply, because it suggests a certain level of insecurity.
Yeah.
Trying to overcompensate.
Who is it? I shook someone's hand a while ago, and it was a ridiculously tight grip, and they weren't doing it, you know, to say, aren't I tough? It was just obviously their natural handshake, and it actually hurt a bit. Another bad handshake, David, is, I don't know if you get this, is you shake someone's hand, and a handshake lasts, hang on, 3 seconds maximum. But they just hold your hand. I've held someone's hand for like 2 minutes once. This guy, we shook hands, and for the whole time we were talking, we were sort of shaking hands. I'm thinking, give me my hand back. This is finished now.
If you think that that's really bad, then have you ever seen? I'm not sure what his name is, Mr. Shaky Hand.
Mr. Shaky Hand. Yes, I'm on Banzai.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I used to know the guy that directed those things. Yes, 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 Mr. Shaky Hand, and he held it for like 4 or 5 minutes for some people.
Oh, I used to love that. It was Inspired TV. That and Dennis Tennis, where you confusing celebrities. But
yeah.
Thing.
Yeah, Mr. I used to like Banzai. Banzai was a good programme, then it was really popular, and then they sort of stopped.
Yeah, I don't know why.
No, I don't know.
Well, maybe we're the only two people who liked it. That's probably
but possibly why. Possibly. Yeah. David, anything else?
Yes. Also, I was completely shocked when you told me about needing your receipt to claim back things from the post office.
Oh.
Yeah. Sometimes you can send stuff that you bought years ago.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It says on the form, and they asked me when I took the form back, to claim stuff that has been lost, special delivery, you must have the receipt. Well, now, hang on a minute. That's not the deal. That's not the deal I signed up to when I picked up that special delivery form. It says on there, everything is guaranteed up to £500.
Yes, because I couldn't remember reading anything about a receipt.
No, but it's on the claims form it says you need a receipt. So I've handed it in. I expect to get a... At the very, very least, David, I mean, I sent, like, £350 worth of computer games.
Yeah.
At the very least, I want the £6.50 postage back. I want that, and I will demand I get that. Now, compared to £350, obviously that's nothing, but that's a matter of principle. I want the £6.50 I spent on their crappy, excuse my language, special delivery service that is a rip-off.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
Rip-off.
It was, in my opinion, in the fact that they said, we'll get there the next day, it never turned up. It disappeared. Now, that's not good enough.
At the very least, you would hope that they put that thing about receipts straight on the form when you're making a purchase.
Yeah. Very disappointing.
The final point I have to make about the worst handshake.
Yes.
If you're meeting somebody in a men's room.
Yeah.
And they offer you your hand.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, that's not good. And also, when you're having a wee, and someone starts talking to you, either someone you know or someone you don't know, they start talking. It's like, could you go away?
You'll get that worse than the most though, because people may well recognise.
I've had that. I've been having a wee, and there's been like someone very drunk next to me at the next urinal, and they put their fag in their mouth. All right, mate, good, shake hands. Good lad. I saw you. I used to like you on the 10 o'clock show, whatever. And they do that, and you just think, oh, God, jeez, no thanks. David, I've got to go. I'm late for the travel. Thank you for that. By the way, all my opinions expressed about Royal Mail are my own opinions, not, of course, the opinions of LBC 97.3. Let's say that. But, oh, they get on my nerves. 0845-6060-973. It's the Travel News Now with Will.
Thank you very much. If you're heading onto the A40 tonight, two lanes are closed off with an accident westbound at the Medway underpass. Delays back to Gypsy Corner. A lane still closed with a crash on the A22 Godston Road southbound at Purley Cross this evening as well. Chigwell High Road is closed both ways between Vicarage Lane and Rolls Park due to a burst water main. Repair work still ongoing. And there are temporary lights up and working in Stoke Newington on the A10 Stamford Hill at the junction with Manor Road. That's all due to the water main works taking place there. Got some gas works in Tottenham on Monument Way. Between the high road and the Hales, so restrictions on the carriageway. For the underground at the moment, there are still delays on the Bakerloo line. That's due to an earlier signal failure today at Lambeth North Station, so still causing problems there. Delays as well on the Jubilee line. That's due to problems on the tracks at Baker Street earlier on. And just a reminder for you, Victoria line, of course, closes early tonight at 10 o'clock for those ongoing engineering works taking place. And National Rail train services are all operating up to timetable at the moment this evening. No problems or delays to let you know of. LBC 97.3 Travel News, your next update in half an hour.
This is Nick Ferrari at breakfast.
What support do you need to be told to not tell your child go around shooting or stabbing people to death? Come on. Well, next thing you're going to say is these kids need more education. We've tried all this. We've tried all this hippie tree-hugging crap and we've got nowhere. Let's just start talking to us. Let's start locking these kids up. Let's be honest about it. You don't need to be educated to be told your son shouldn't shoot people.
If your radio sounds powerful in the morning, then you're listening to Nick Ferrari at breakfast. Weekday mornings from 7, LBC 97.3.
Ding dong. I say, looking for a new pad to buy or rent in the capital? Then open the right doors with rightmove.co.uk, the UK's number one property website. From renting a studio to buying a muse house, they add a rather impressive 2,500 properties every day. So, if you're hunting for a home to buy or rent in London, open the right doors at rightmove.co.uk for properties with a little more ding-dong.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Yes. Here till 10 o'clock and then it's Clive Bull. I've got a... Sorry, it's like tickle in my throat, so I do apologise if I start coughing. I think I'm on the edge of a coughing fit. I can just feel there's one coming on, so I apologise in advance if it happens. Basil!
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Basil.
You're the fisherman's friend.
Oh, they are rank, aren't they?
Yeah, but they do help with the coughing.
I don't think I've ever had one. I've smelt them, but I don't think I've ever had one.
Well, if you don't like the smell, probably...
I quite like Ricola. Ricola! Ricola.
Never heard of it.
Are they good though?
I've got a question, Ian.
Yes.
I had a dream last night.
Oh yeah.
And it was quite a romantic dream.
Oh, I say.
But also, it involved almost certain death.
Oh.
My girlfriend and I was not really mountaineering, but walking near the top of a mountain.
Yes.
And she slipped, and I could see she was going, and she was going, and then she fell.
She fell off a cliff.
she fell off the cliff, yeah. And I had a split second to think about what I was going to do.
Yes.
And in that second, sort of several things went through my mind. One of them was the fact that she couldn't be saved, because that was it.
Yeah.
And I decided in that second to jump after her.
Oh, God.
Thinking that I could catch her and we could... And I could comfort her all the way down.
And die together.
Smashed into the ground.
And you died. Old romantic, you, Basil.
I wondered whether anyone, including me, would actually do that in real life.
But the thing is, though, you would land... You wouldn't be able... You wouldn't fall faster than her, though, to catch her.
No, but in but I've seen these things when they jump out of planes and they sort of get into the right position.
Oh, and they point downwards.
Point downwards, and they can catch up other people.
I don't think it works like that, though, does it? No, I don't think... It wouldn't work like that on a cliff. That's not high enough. You would land... If you jumped 3 seconds after she fell, you'd land 3 seconds after she landed. I think...
Okay. The dream didn't go on fire. I did jump in the dream, and yeah. I remember thinking just that. I was thinking, how am I going to catch her up? But yeah. Then the dream sort of ended.
Yeah, that's a strange... So what is your question, you weird man?
Well, the question is, would anyone in real life actually do that? Or would some sort of... inbuilt self-preservation stop you, unless you were suicidal.
Yeah, I don't... It's good falling in dreams, isn't it? I like it, it's a good feeling.
I won. Years ago, I actually did fall out of bed. Ooh, in the dream. Yeah. I actually woke up on the floor.
Wow. I had a dream the other night, I had to shoot someone. I was in a terrorist situation, and I actually... I was in a terrorist situation, right, where I was at a hotel...
Yeah.
And there were some terrorists in this room with me and a few, like, maybe about a dozen people, but we were all grown-ups. And then suddenly this coachload of, like, kids and my family and stuff got into this room. And I was talking to the terrorists, going, right, listen, we can sort this out. They were like, there was this woman, this blonde woman. And I said, well, we can sort this out. Listen, that's my mum. Why don't we let her go? Look, these are some kids. They're only about 8 or 9. Well, let's let them go. And she walked off, and I saw that she'd left a gun under the table. And I thought, this is it. I either do this now... or we're going to be here for a few hours. So I picked the gun up, right, and I pointed at her, and I fired, and I shot her.
Yeah.
But there were no bullets in the gun.
So
they beat the cack out of me.
When I was a kid, I always have dreams where things like that, guns wouldn't fire, lights wouldn't turn on.
Yeah.
Make any sound when you tried to shout or scream.
Oh, my worst one, right, and I haven't had it for ages, and I think I kind of know what it's linked to. I think it might be linked to my mum not being right. I'm not sure. Is that I can't walk. They're so vivid, I sort of sometimes think they're real. So I've sort of got to get somewhere, and I just can't move my leg. I can sort of drag my legs along a bit, but it really, really hurts, and I can't really do much with them, and that's pretty scary.
Yeah, I had a similar thing. Mine was walking in slow motion.
Yes.
I couldn't really get away. Something was coming towards me, and I could only go in slow motion.
I absolutely love dreams. If I could just be asleep and dream forever, I'd love it. Dream state is my favourite state to be in.
Yeah,
it's so much better than all this real world nonsense.
Talking of tartan, as you were earlier.
We were, yes.
And you were saying that, is it attractive or isn't it?
No, it's not.
I think it all depends on the person wearing it.
Right.
I think there's some women that could wear absolutely anything, including tartan.
Right.
So...
I'm not convinced, though. I mean, I just find it a really unattractive pattern. Reds and lines and things like that. No, it doesn't work, Basil.
Oh, I don't know. If there was a gorgeous woman jumping up and down in your bed saying, what? Come and take me, and she had tartan underwear on, I
would say, get out, love. You're making a mistake. Basil, listen, thank you very much for that. I'm going to move on. Let's go to Christopher. Hello, Christopher.
Hello, Ian.
Hello. We phoned up Mr. Quest.
Yeah, I heard.
His family weren't that happy.
No, I don't think so.
Oh,
I spoke to him on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And, he said it was all right. Okay. I was sort of angry, but like a silent angry.
He was silent angry?
Yeah.
If anyone missed it, this is Christopher's friend, Mr. Quest, who's moved to Japan for, I don't know, 6 months or whatever. And Christopher said, phone him up now. It was 5 o'clock Japanese time in the morning. And the family were a little bit, a bit arsey with us, to be honest, I thought. But never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind. Anyway, Christopher, what can I do for you?
Well, right. Isn't it annoying... when you go to a music gig,
yeah.
And the people in front of you talk all night.
Yes.
And they just, honestly, yeah. I went to the most perfect gig last night. It was absolutely brilliant.
Go on, was it Thomas Dolby?
It was. It was his Islington gig.
All right.
But he had all these special guests for, like, he hadn't performed with since the 80s.
Like whom?
Lena Lovitch, have you heard of her?
I've heard of Lyle Lovett.
No, Lena Lovitch.
No, don't know her. Thank you, Chris.
obviously Kevin Armstrong and Matthew Sellingman anyway. So it was
did Andy Partridge turn up?
Did who?
No, okay, right. So they came out, and what, the people in front were just chitty-chatting?
Yeah, all through it. And he played some new songs as well that he has never played before.
Wow.
The people in front were just... And they honestly, they must have picked these moments to talk as well.
You can tell them. I was at a gig once seeing the Eagles with Maxie Allen, who used to produce the James O'Brien show. And he was talking, and I was kind of just like nodding and giving him one word answers, thinking, I don't really want to talk now, I want to watch this. And then someone behind us said, listen, you two, I've paid £75 to listen to the Eagles, not to hear you two banging on.
Exactly.
And I kind of agreed with this guy, but I then got a bit defensive, and I said, all right, mate, don't be funny about it, we'll shut up. But I sort of agreed with him.
Yeah. Well,
Christopher, thank you for that.
Okay.
Cheers, boss. There we go. I'm going to move on. 0845 6060 973. We'll speak to Alison after this.
Are you disappointed with your endowment policy? Have you received a letter saying your endowment may not pay off your mortgage? If so, and you're thinking of surrendering your policy back to the life company, make sure you call AAP first to see how much more it could be worth. David Taylor from Oxford sold his policy through AAP and used the money to pay off his mortgage.
I'd asked my life company how much I could get for my policy. They told me £16,000. I called AAP and I got nearly £2,000 more. It was simple and quick, and AAP handled everything without any charge.
David is one of thousands who've sold their endowment policies through the UK's largest buyer. Call AAP now on 0845 073 1960. That's 0845 073 1960.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Ah, Alison!
Hello.
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm all right. Who am I?
Who are you?
Who am I? My name's Ian Lee. I've been working in LBC for almost 3 years now, and I'm 34 years old. I'm just under 6'3". I have dark hair and blue eyes.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Alison.
What was I ringing for?
I haven't got a clue.
I think the world is full of lurkers.
It's full of lurkers?
Yes, I think we lurk.
What do you mean, lurking?
Well, we lurk, but we don't ring. They're not out here.
No, the people who call in, it's like less than 0.1% of the people who listen. Mm. It's a tiny minority. So, yes, there are more lurkers, or as we like to call them, listeners, than there are callers.
Lurking listeners, that's right.
Lurking listeners.
But I do think that if you gave everybody their own theme tune, we might ring in a bit more.
Oh, I haven't got enough music. What kind of music do you want?
I don't mind.
Hang on a minute, let's we can find you some... What's that guy's name? Hang on a minute, I've got something we can use. Hang on, okay, how about, hang on, I'm trying to find the guy that does the porn music.
Oh, no, I don't want that.
Oh, here we go. How about this? It's time for Alison in Dartford. Alison?
Yes, I prefer ABBA.
Oh, you prefer ABBA?
If possible.
I haven't got any ABBA. Hang on a minute. How about, this is nice. Here you go, you can have this. Any good?
Yeah, that's quite nice.
All right, away you go, Alison.
Yes, I like that. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, it's your music. Go on.
Thank you. I don't really know what to say now.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I was going to ask you about your Japanese.
Yes?
Are you having difficulty, although you can speak to people, are you having difficulty when they speak Japanese back to you?
Yeah, I am, because they speak really quickly. Mm. I'm struggling saying it to them as well, because it's their sentence structure I'm finding a little bit difficult. I'm learning words, but I'm finding the sentence structure difficult.
I do sympathise, because I'm learning British Sign Language.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'm... the same. I'm, because it's all different structures, it's all sort of done differently. You say your name is what and stuff like that. So.
Well, it is. And of course, there are loads of different ways of saying the same thing.
Exactly.
So I'm learning one way of saying where's the nearest train station, for example. But of course, there's loads of ways of saying it. And there's loads of ways of them saying, well, it's over there, exactly, or it's near the supermarket, or you go straight over. So why are you learning that? Is there someone in your family that's deaf?
Pardon?
There we go. You just made a deaf joke, Alison. You can't do that.
No, yes. Well, actually, I am going a bit deaf.
Oh, really?
My mum's going deaf. My name was profoundly deaf. But, no, it's really, really good to learn. But the trouble is, it's my receptive skills, and that's what you're having a problem with.
My
productive skills are probably good, but your receptive skills are weak.
The receptive skills? I think it's just because I think as you get older... I was never very good at languages anyway. I was all right at German, but then I discovered messing around and girls. But I was never very good at it. But I think that girls are better at learning languages than boys anyway, I think.
I'm okay. I'm no bit of French, but...
And because you're getting old as well.
Yes.
It is, seriously. Learning... Well, the weirdest thing, because I'm getting set homework and stuff, and it's the weirdest thing getting back into that frame of mind of thinking, right, well, I've got homework, I'm 34 years old now, I'm not going to do it 20 minutes before the teacher comes round. I'm gonna do it in the middle of the week, and I'm gonna plan it, and it's gonna be great. But I'm struggling.
But do you do it?
I've been good at doing it. I must admit, last week I did it the night before she came round. But I'm sort of being quite good. I'm setting myself homework as well and doing that.
It's enjoyable though, isn't it? Because it's amusing to do it.
It is good, Alison. I've got to go. It's nice to talk to you.
And nice to speak to you.
Thanks for calling. Don't lurk. Don't be a lurker. Be a caller. 0845. Oh, Peter.
Good morning.
Yeah. Das ist einfach klasse. Can I speak to you after the news?
Of course you can.
The good lad. 0845. All I said was that's first class. 0845 60 60973. More of your calls after the latest LBC 97.3 news. There you go.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
At 9, McCartney and Mills in court in Holborn, immigration raids in Chinatown, and a crackdown on antisocial behaviour on the tubes. It's 9 o'clock, I'm Sam Pittis. Sir Paul McCartney and Heather Mills have finished a long day of legal wrangling in Holborn over their divorce settlement. As he left the Royal Courts of Justice, Sir Paul flashed his traditional V for victory sign. Vanessa Lloyd Platt is a divorce lawyer and author, and she told LBC how much Heather's probably going to get.
The smart thinking is it's about $50 million, with a down payment maybe of about $15 million up front, and payments over a period of time of about $3.5 million per annum, simply to buy Heather's silence.
Maidstone and Tunbridge Wells NHS Trust, which is at the centre of a superbug scandal, has been told not to give a payoff to its former chief executive. The Health Secretary, Alan Johnson, stepped in over rumours Rose Gibb received a large payout after stepping down last Friday. It's after 90 people died after being infected with C. difficile at three hospitals. Chinatown was brought to standstill this lunchtime as more than 100 police and immigration staff descended upon the West End. Almost 50 illegal workers have been arrested during raids in five restaurants. It's the biggest crackdown of its kind in London this year. And Tony Smith, who's regional director of the Border and Immigration Agency, told LBC it's not just workers they're focusing on.
It's very important that we go after the employers who exploit illegal labour in this country, and we're very anxious to clamp down upon them. And so we will therefore be interviewing a number of the employers to make sure that they've fulfilled their obligations under the immigration laws in terms of checking people's documents and making sure they've got the proper entitlements to work before they take them on.
Rail and tube passengers who put their feet on the seats will have to put their hands in their pockets from now on. The British Transport Police is cracking down on antisocial behaviour. If you're caught, you could be fined £50 to £80. Tunde Olatunji, manager of the rail watchdog Passenger Focus, told LBC everyone needs to have some consideration.
Not just teenagers. Sometimes I see, you know, people in suits doing it, you know, having their feet on the seats. I think it's just to remind people that, look, you know, if you want to travel, most people want to travel, you know, in a nice environment, and good manners and politeness is important.
The judge in Britney Spears' custody battles told both sides to talk things over. Singer's been trying to get expanded visiting rights. Lawyers for Spears and her ex-husband Kevin Federline were told to spend 45 minutes talking about what role Spears' mother and other relatives might play in visits with the children. The custody hearing's been adjourned till later this month. If you're away from your radio and want to stay in touch with the latest news, weather and travel, you can call 0901 723 6666. Calls cost 35 pence a minute from a BT landline. Other networks and mobile rates may vary. London's travel news. Two lanes are blocked with an accident at the A40 westbound at the Medway underpass. London's weather, misty and foggy tonight. Minimum temperature 12 Celsius, currently 15 in Shepherd's Bush. This is LBC. It's 9.03.
Dropping in with Jenny Eclair this week, Bill Ward, who played the former bully boy builder Charlie Stubbs in Coronation Street, and camp comedian and writer Julian Clary. Jenny Eclair, Saturday morning from 11, LBC 97.3. LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening. Good Evening. We'll be right back.
So, here's a question. Does anyone remember Quasar? Serious fun with a laser gun. Right. Does it still exist? Because we want to go... I've had the best boys chat I've had for a long time with Lady Alex and, Alex, what's the tall fella called, the skinny bloke?
Dave.
Excuse me, you?
Yeah.
What's your name?
It's Chris.
Oh, it's... yeah, Chris. So, we were having a chat there, me and Alex and, Thingamer. And, so we want to go do Quasar, but we think it might have been closed down. I won't say the reason that you cited for it being closed down, because it's probably libelous, but we think it's been... So, does Quasar exist anywhere? I'd imagine, with the world of gun crime being what it is these days, that children would probably take a real gun in there. I don't know. So 0845 606 0973, does that exist? Clay pigeon shooting, that sounds really dull, and anyone that likes it has got to be an idiot, surely. Where's the fun in... Paul! Where's the fun in that? What's your name?
Chris.
What, you smiled then?
Yeah, because it is a bit fun, because, you know, you got to... It's all about aiming, isn't it?
It's all about aiming, isn't it? Yeah, but you're shooting just clay. So I want to shoot people. So, and then that got us on to, well, maybe we should go and do it 12 years after it was a phenomenon. Let's go and do the paintball. So is there a paintball near here that's good and wants me, Alex and Thingy Bob, to come and play for free one Saturday afternoon? So I might as well put it out there and let's see what happens. 0845 60 60 973. What else are we talking about? It's been quite a busy show today. We were trying to get beat the world record for having more than 8 Paul Rosses on one radio show. We got to 3, and even then we only had 2 on the show. One person phoned up and then bottled out of coming on, so that was disappointing. We are still collecting Paul Rosses. If you are a Paul Ross, you can call us up. 0845 60 60 973. Why is Ian Botham being knighted? Very disappointing, isn't it, really? I mean, not disappointing, but it surprises me each year, these people that get knighted. It's Ian Botham. Yes, he's done a lot for charity, but really, he's just a cricketer. That's all he does. What else have we done? Shreddy Bender. Tartan. Is there any material less sexy than tartan? We've done the bloke with the ear on his arm. Oh, this is another little side thing here, apropos nothing. You know those adverts for Iceland with everyone's favourite Pop-Tart, Kerry Katona? Well, recently, the last two I've seen, they've got Fat Nolan in as well from Loose Women. Why? Are they related, or do they live together in real life? Why is it Kerry Katona and Fat Nolan from Loose Women on there? 0845 60 60 90. It just really struck me as odd. I saw it the other day, and then I saw it again today. And I just thought, well, that's a little bit... it's an odd connection that I don't quite see how that works. So if you can explain it to me, then do please give me a call. Peter is in the Reigate. Hello, Peter.
Guten Morgen, Heli.
Ja, das ist sehr gut. Hast du Geschwister?
Wie?
Oh.
Talking about weight loss.
Were we?
You were talking about... I heard you.
Really?
On the news, you were trying to lose weight.
The news?
On the... on your television... Your programme, you're trying to lose weight?
Sorry?
You're trying to lose weight on your programme.
Oh, I've got a little bit of a fatty belly, yes. So I'm going to go to the gym.
You can actually get medication for it to lose weight.
Excuse me?
From your GP, you can actually get...
Medication?
Yeah, Zedekin tablets. And providing you can lose 5% of your body weight in 3 months.
What? That can't be safe.
It is safe.
Have you taken these tablets, Peter?
Yes.
And did you lose 5% of your body weight in 3 months?
Not yet, but I've lost 32 kilos in 1 month.
So you're quite a fatty fat?
Yeah, I was 17.5 stone.
Oh, so how tall are you?
5'10".
Oh, you big old thing. Well, I'm not...
I'm down to 17 today.
They do what?
I'm down to 17.
Well, well done you. But surely, don't you have to just change... Isn't it more than just taking tablets? Don't you have to change your entire attitude towards food and exercise?
Well, no, because what the tablets... Mm. Yes, it's exercise as well as the tablets. What the tablets do is that they absorb 50%... or 30% of the fat content of your food.
Yes.
So, you know, don't digest it.
But you can't take those forever, can you?
No, only 3 months.
So you have to... It would mean, then, that unless you change your eating habits, once you stop taking those tablets, you're going to get fatty butty again.
Again, you would, yes.
So you need to re-educate yourself and change your style of thinking when it's directed towards food, don't you? I would have thought, I'm guessing.
But you've got to do both.
Yes.
But they do help you lose initially.
Okay. Well, all I've got is a little pot belly. I'm not fat. I'm getting man boobs as well, which is disappointing. But I don't think...
I thought it may help you, start you on your way, you know.
Well, Peter, listen, it's very kind of you, but I'm going to try and do it the way God wanted us to do it, and that's by paying a man a lot of money to make me sweat.
Yeah, so that's the best way of doing it. And the cheapest way is by exercise and just walking.
Walking. Peter...
Swimming?
Yeah, swimming. Peter, thank...
Running?
Running, yes. Peter, thank you for that.
Okay, right, Ian.
Cheers, fella. Bye-bye. Tanya.
Hiya.
Hey.
Are you all right?
Yeah, you smoking today?
Sorry?
Do you smoke?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, you don't get me. No, I won't touch a cigarette.
Okay. Do you know, sometimes I fancy a big, fat cigar.
I like the smell of a cigar.
I like the smell of a pipe.
Yeah, so do I.
Oh, doesn't it smell...
My other half used to smoke a pipe.
And I've had pipes in my mouth before. Not lit or with anything in it. The feeling of holding a pipe under the bowl with your right hand and putting it in your mouth every now and then and taking it out and pointing it to make a point and then you put it back. It's a good feeling.
It smells lovely, doesn't it?
It does smell gorgeous.
Yeah.
Right, home!
Bless you.
Excuse me. And there's one more. There's one more coming. Hang on. Look at the light. Right, home!
Bless you.
Flipping heck. That's it. It's all gone now.
Isn't that horrible, though, when you want to sneeze and it won't come when you want to sneeze? Sometimes.
Yeah, I hate it when you want it to come and it just won't come.
Yeah.
It's the worst thing.
Yeah. A couple of things,
yes,
for you.
Yes, Tanya.
First of all, the Ian Botham. I think he got it for more for his charity work than his cricket side.
But that annoys me, because there are people who do more for charity than he does.
He's done quite a lot, actually.
Yeah, well, he's walked up and down the country thrice.
It's been about 11 walks, as they said he'd done.
But there are people that I would suspect to... Can you get knighted, though? I can see you getting an OBE or a CBE or an MBE for doing charity work. That's fair enough. But being knighted for doing charity work...
I wonder who decides who gets what.
Isn't it the government? I thought the government decided
it.
Is it? Yeah, I think so. And then they write you a letter saying, oh, we might be offering you... a knighthood. Would you accept it? Because they don't want anyone to send back. If they wrote out saying, "Well, you've been offered a knighthood. Come to the palace next week and get it," and someone sent that back and made a big public fuss, it would be humiliating for the Queen and the government. So they send out a letter saying, "If we were to offer you a knighthood, would you A accept it or B send it back?"
Well, a friend told me yesterday that. I got told that he nearly forgot to bow, didn't he?
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
He nearly forgot to bow yesterday.
What a muppet. What a muppet.
The other thing...
I've got hiccups. I'm going to sneeze again. Yeah, go on.
Go on.
No, hang on. It's a little way off.
Oh, it's horrible, that. The other thing. You were talking about dreams.
Yes.
But you know my situation, don't you?
Which one's that?
That I can't see.
Oh, OK, right. Yes, that's just... OK,
well, I can actually see in my dreams, and when I actually wake up, I've got to realise...
Shut up! Oh, I missed it. Hang on.
Bless you.
Oh, crikey. So I didn't mean to tell you to shut up. How rude.
No, it's okay.
Hang on, there's one more. What's going on with me? I'm going to die.
Well, I think
look at the lights.
Heading for a cold.
I'm looking at the lights. No, I'm just getting over a cold. It's gone. It's gone. Okay. Right. So you can... have you always been a blind?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, right.
Yeah.
But you can see in your dreams?
I can see in my dreams.
What does red look like? There's a question.
Well, now, you see, talking of colours...
Yes.
The only thing a blind person knows...
Yeah.
..in colour-wise is black. Because if I was to say to you... Because somebody says to me sometimes, what's it like not to be able to see?
Yeah.
And I say, right, you want me to show you? And they say, yeah. Go on, then. So I say, right, while I'm talking to you, and you can do it, while I'm talking to you now, you and Chris do it.
Yeah.
And Alex do it.
Me and who?
Chris. And Alex.
That's me.
That's you. So that's you. Sorry. Okay, yes. Yeah, so Alex and...
While I'm talking to you, shut your eyes.
Yeah.
And keep them shut till I finish talking to you.
Okay.
And now I want to ask you, while your eyes are shut,
yes,
what does it feel like?
What does it feel like?
Yeah.
Thingy Bob, what does it feel like to you? The fella, the lad, the tall lad.
Feels relaxing.
Relaxing.
Does it?
It does feel relaxing.
Well, the answer I mostly is that it feels very, you know, feels like darkish and black.
Oh, it does feel darkish. Well, it doesn't feel darkish. It looks darkish.
Yeah, you can sense this. Yeah.
But I can still, because I'm staring at quite a bright screen, so I can still see the screen emblazoned on my retina.
Right. Right.
Oh, has it gone, it's gone wrong, hasn't it? We're not good blind candidates.
No.
We muffed up the blind test.
No.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
But I can actually see in my dreams, like, if, for instance, I dream there's a fight and I want to run away, I can see who's fighting and what they're wearing.
But do you know what... But you don't know what those things actually look like, do you? Because you've never seen jeans, for example.
No.
Or bras.
Everything a blind person sees is visual. You've got to visualise everything.
Right.
But...
Well, hopefully one day they'll be able to put a lead into your ear that will connect your brain to a television monitor. So maybe one day we'd be able to see on telly what you see in your head. That would be interesting, wouldn't it?
I mean...
Could they do that?
They can sometimes, give a blind person operation, but it depends how far gone the eye is.
Oh, Stevie Wonder was going to get one, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, that never happened.
And I read his I've got his autobiography to read as well. That should be a good one.
Yeah. Well, Tony, listen, I've got to go because I'm late for the trouble. Thank you for that.
Lovely to talk to you.
Very, very interesting. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
0845 6060973. It's time for this. Here's the travel news now with Will Dowie.
Thank you very much. If you're heading onto the A40 tonight, two lanes are blocked off with an accident westbound away from town at the Medway underpass, still causing slow traffic back towards Gypsy Corner. There's a lane blocked with a crash on the A22 at Godstone Road southbound at Purley Cross. Chigwell High Road, that's closed both ways between Vicarage Lane and Rolls Park due to a burst water main. In Stoke Newington, there are temporary lights up and working on the A10 Stamford Hill. That's at the junction with Manor Road, so restrictions there will just all due to those waterworks still ongoing. In Tottenham, gas main works and restrictions on Monument Way between the High Road and the Hale. For the Underground, just delays on the Jubilee line now due to an earlier obstruction on the tracks near to Baker Street, but there are now delays of up to an hour on southeastern trains between Strood and Paddock Wood due to a broken down train at East Farley. Some of those services are being cancelled at the last minute as well, so it might be worth checking before you travel. Rest of National Rail service is looking fine though this evening, no other major problems there. Rest of the Underground running up to a good service as well. LBC 97.3 Travel News, your next update coming up for you in half an hour.
When it comes to sport or movies, where do you stand? Are you a football fan or a film buff? Do you like your action and drama with balls or with bad guys? Now on Sky TV, you've got a choice. For £35 a month, you could get Sky TV with a choice of Sky Sports or movies, plus wireless Sky broadband and the Sky Talk Home phone service. All three for just £35 a month. All you have to decide is, are you rugby or romance? Cricket or comedy? Movie premiere or Premier League? For our biggest ever season of sport or our greatest ever choice of movies, call 0870 9800. Sky. Believe in better.
£30 standard setup cost and BT line rental payable, subject to availability and equipment. Other product and price combinations available. Minimum contract 12 months. Further terms apply.
From the best bars and restaurants to the best customer service, whatever you think is the best, you'll find it in the finer things in life with James Max and Continental Airlines. It's your weekly catch-up of everything that's best, from the must-have gadget to the best hotels around. For details, log on to lbc.co.uk and listen to James Max, Saturday afternoons from 5, for the finer things in life with Continental Airlines. Discover a better way to New York and LBC 97.3.
LBC 97.3.
Ian
Lee's
Good Evening.
She's a lady. She's a lady. Kitty Karen.
I am.
Yeah, how's it going? You all right?
I think I've caught a cold while I've been waiting.
Oh, it can be that quick.
You know, because when you were sneezing, my nose has gone runny now.
Yeah, my nose is pouring.
Mmm. Lovely.
What do you want?
Well...
Nice picture on your Facebook.
Which one? No. Oh, on my Facebook.
Is it Facebook? No, it's on the MySpace. You look a little bit stern in that picture.
Oh, yeah, I do. I've been to a funeral.
Oh, crikey. What'd you put a funeral pickup for?
Well, it was quite a happy day in the end.
But you look really stern.
I'm smiling.
Oh, okay.
Kind of, and I do look a bit strict. I know that's been quite popular, that picture.
Oh yeah, from perverts. From perverts who want a dominatrix to do whatever they do, I don't know.
But anyway, you've gone all quiet.
Oh.
Haven't you?
Yeah, so you're right, I have.
On the cat front.
Oh, yeah, no, that's, yeah, nothing's happened. This is my mum's cat. This is my mum's cat. Just for anyone who doesn't know, and I went round there a few weeks ago, and there was a tooth on the my bed. So I booked to take her into the vets. She scratched me. I've still got scars on my arms from where she scratched me. Took her in, and they took a blood test, and they were going to call me back 2 days later, on the Monday after, to let me know whether she was okay to come in and have an anaesthetic and have her teeth scrubbed up and all that. And they never phoned me back.
Really?
Yeah, and I've not, to be honest, I've not had the chance to sort of, well, I have had the chance to call them, that's a lie.
I know, but she didn't
give me. No, so I will give them a call tomorrow, in fact.
I was wondering, because I thought you were all set to go back, and I was waiting, you know, to hear if you've been assaulted again.
Oh, man, but I'm not looking forward to picking up that little so-and-so.
I know. But there's another couple of things that, you know, materials that aren't very sexy. Are you talking pattern or style of fabric?
Both. We'll have both at this
because
late stage of the game.
Crimpoline's disgusting.
What's crimpoline?
Ew, it's making me go funny thinking about it.
What is it?
You know that 60s man-made fabric that's a bit textured?
No, I don't. I know the name, but I don't actually know what crimpoline is.
Oh, it's horrible. You get sort of 60s dresses and things, or trousers in it, and it's
I really like cheesecloth.
No, more man-made than that. Drip-dry, you know, you can have it on the washing line, it dries immediately.
Let's have a look at crimpoline. Hang on.
Oh, no, look it up, it's horrible.
Well, it's just, it's just like a
It makes sparks and things if you touch it. It feels all clammy and horrid.
Oh, okay.
That's very unsexy, but some people probably think it's sexy.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, and dinner ladies' overalls. Yeah. That sort of horrible nylon as well. That's
yeah, no, nylon is very unpleasant.
But there's many people who find that sexy.
No one finds nylon
they
sexy.
They do. Dinner ladies.
I used to have nylon sheets, I think. Would that be right?
Probably.
Yeah.
In the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then if you, in the dark, they'd make little sparks.
I don't remember the sparks.
No, well, it depends, really.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But no, some people buy those dinner ladies' overalls. They go for a fortune. Have a look on eBay sometime.
What do you mean they go for a fortune?
People buy them probably in a fetishy type way.
Zoo time! It's your zoo time! The mammals, your favourite type! And you want to fly!
There's a punchline to this. I don't remember those sparks. Hang on.
You hear the thunder! Hang on.
I don't remember those sparks.
Okay.
I don't remember those sparks.
Tigers! They can't be big enough for the both of us, eh, Amy?
There we go. We got there in the end, right?
That was the real sparks, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was, yeah.
Absolutely.
Why is there a Nolan in the Iceland advert with Kerry Katona?
I don't watch telly. I don't know, but Kerry Katona, I agree with your girlfriend.
Yeah, no, I agree as well. Hang on, Dinner Lady, Dinner Lady's Complete Collection. Oh, no, that's a TV series.
Well, you need to, when you browse.
We're looking on eBay for Dinner Ladies.
Well, maybe it doesn't come under that. It's sort of maybe nylon overall. Things like that. I haven't looked lately, I must admit.
Dinner lady tabards, we're looking.
Sometimes they go for, like,
there's nothing there, Karen. You're just a pervert who fantasises about dressing up like the walrus, as
I
we
am.
Used to call our dinner lady.
I am.
And indulging in the sex.
Well, I have to admit, it was some time ago when I saw it, and I thought I might actually start a business.
Do you? Now, I'm going to ask you a question, and you can tell me you don't want to answer it, if you don't want
on.
To. But you should answer it. Do you have a costume?
A costume? A what costume?
A sex costume. Do I take that as a yes? Okay.
No.
You don't have anything that you sometimes dress up in.
No.
Not really.
Like what? A cat outfit.
Like an outfit, yes.
with the little cat's tails and cat, you know, cat.
Oh, the woman on the front of the Thompson's local directory. She is a sexy cat.
Well, how did you say that last night? And then I was looking for the Thompson's directory. I couldn't find
her. Oh, you've got to look harder. She's great.
Oh, and you know the other thing you're talking about? Handshakes.
Oh, yes.
I had a really creepy handshake the other day.
Yeah.
Long story, but anyway, I was saying to somebody I didn't know, and I said, oh, yes, well, hope to see you again, maybe. I was being polite.
Yeah.
And then they gripped both of my... I hate shaking hands anyway, it's horrible.
Yeah.
And then they gripped both, you know, with their both of their
hands. Oh, they did. So one hand was in the hand, one hand was round the hand.
Yeah, I sort of gripped so that I couldn't move, and I was trying to pull my hand away, and they looked deep into my eyes, and they're like, and when I said, oh, yeah, hope to see you again, which I didn't mean.
No, you didn't want to see them at all, weirdos.
Oh, yes, I do hope so.
Oh, God, they want you. They want you to dress up as a cat in the bedroom. One of the one handshake I'd love to get, which I've never had, is for a sexy lady to shake my hand, and then while she's shaking my hand with her Peter Pointer finger, just tickle my palm my hand. But so only we know. So I go a bit. Oh God, blimey! She looks me in the eye and sort of winks.
Oh yeah.
And then
secret special handshake.
Then she dresses up like a cat.
Yeah, exactly.
For me.
In a din lady's overall.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Kitty Carroll, thank you for that.
Okay, lovely.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Steve.
Hi, Ian.
Hello, Stephen.
Quasar. Still exists.
Oh, really?
9 months ago, for my 30th birthday, 20 of us went out and played it drunk.
Oh, man, fantastic.
Look it up.
Where did you go? In Harlow, I suppose, was it?
No, Bromley.
Bromley.
I was in Bromley at the time.
There is one that I don't know if it's still open or not, but there's the facade of one in the archway that I go past sometimes on the bus. But it looks like it's closed down, and it looks like it might be a little bit rough. I don't know.
There used to be one at the Trocadero as well.
Yeah, they closed that down, and then they turned it into this rubbish thing that I went to once, where it became an aliens ride. But it wasn't a ride. Yeah. You used to run around like this alien, this sort of set based on the film, as though you were getting a guide, and then suddenly some aliens attacked you. And it was all a bit weird, that.
I think Chris and Alex and you should go. Have a drink before you go. Best day you're going to have.
Steve,
you don't drink. You don't drink.
I don't drink, but...
Let them drink and watch them.
Yeah, exactly. Watch those run around like Muppets. Steve, thank you for that.
No problem.
Good lad, there we go. Josh, can you tell me more about the Quasar?
Yeah. That's the sort of game where you run around and shoot each other with lasers, right?
That's the one.
Yeah, there's... I think it's called Laser Quest now.
Laser Quest. Oh, they've made it all 21st century on us.
Yeah, and there's one in Kingston. I know, yeah. The one in Kingston.
Have you been?
Yeah, I've been, yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was great fun. They got like a leaderboard and everything.
When I went, if you had like the whole room booked up, there's like 20 of you or 30 of you, you were allowed to take your own CD in and play your own music. So we had like the A-Team music and the Star Wars theme and all of that blaring out. It was fantastic. And then another time I went, there were five of us, and we sort of, for some reason, we got tagged on to, excuse me, this 10-year-old's birthday party. So there's like five blokes, all about 20, 21, and a load of 10-year-olds. We had the best time we've ever had.
What? Is some people cheat though, and they just cover up their.
Yeah, they cover up the thing, and that's not fair, is it?
Yeah, no, it's not fair.
Josh, listen, thank you for that. Okay. 0845 6060 973. It's Jeff.
Yeah.
Hello, Jeff.
How are you doing,
Ian? You're right.
I think you might be in trouble, my friend.
Oh, why?
Do you know Miss Carol McGiffin very well?
I don't know her very well, but I do think she's quite hot.
You've just called her friend a fat Nolan.
Well, are they actually friends, Jeff, or do they work together?
Well, this is why I'm asking, you see.
This
how well
the...
do you know her? Because maybe you can shed that light on me.
I don't know her well enough to know her views on fat Nolan. I'm sure they get more, but she is fat Nolan.
Yeah, but if she's a good friend of Carol's, you may get thumped.
But Carol, I haven't seen Carol McGiffin for months.
Why?
Because we work at completely different days of the week.
Don't you have like a sort of like a staff room where you're all sort
staff
of slap
room.
Each other's heads when you get into work?
Well, even if we did have a staff room, she wouldn't be in it because she is on what, on Saturdays and Sundays, isn't she?
Yeah, but you claim to listen to Clive Bull on your way in, or sorry, on your way home.
I do listen to Clive Bull on the way home.
You all sort of live and breathe the place, don't
no,
you?
No, not so much anymore, I'll be honest. I used to listen to RBC all of the time, and in all honesty, I don't as much now as I used to. I do listen to Clive Bull, because I genuinely think that the man is borderline genius.
Yeah.
And I listen to... I dip in from time to time.
Are you responsible for Anna Rayburn leaving?
I had a hand in it.
Texted that, you know, when she followed you?
Yes.
That she didn't really approve of your schoolboy antics?
No, I think I followed her, didn't I?
Sorry?
I followed her, and no, she didn't approve of my schoolboy antics.
Yeah, I always thought she thought, oh, he's silly!
Yes, she did. But no, I didn't have... her leaving was little to do with me, shall we say.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that, Jeff.
I'm just concerned for you, mate, because she looks like she can pack a punch, does Carol?
McGiffin? Oh,
yeah.
She can slap me anytime she wants. She's hot, man.
Okay.
Well, Jeff, listen, thank you very much for that. Yes, what a weird show we're having this evening. We did actually have topics, and I will remind you of those topics. We need to come up with a new word, because topics is like a real lazy, old-fashioned radio word. It's kind of... okay, tonight's topics going to be... We need some more. We need a new word, and I will come up with that at some point. Anyway, 0845... 60973 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Let's have a little recap. Don't worry, Chris, we'll get a call after the news. I can fill for a minute and 15 seconds because that's what I'm good at doing. A little recap of what we're talking about so far. Ian Botham. And Knighthood, I can see him getting an OBE or a CBE or an MBE. I don't quite know what the difference is. I know it's an order, a member, and...
A garter.
That's... What?
Of the garter.
Who... Alex, why is there some strange bloke in that room with you?
It's me, Chris.
I don't know. Can I get security?
Well, yeah. Who are you?
Chris. I was here last night. Remember?
Doesn't...
And the night before? I was here last week. I've been here for the last 3 years.
Alex, I'm looking at you for help.
What number's reception again?
Okay, can you give him a call? And just,
yeah. There's right, a big bloke you. Down there tonight, I think.
Yeah, he'll sort him out.
Alex, it's me.
What?
So, Ian Botham, what does the C stand for in CBE? I can't think what it is now. Order member and... I can't think. Anyway, so we're talking about that. We're getting the worst handshakes you've ever encountered. Shreddy Bender... Nolan and Katona in the ad. Other stuff as well. 0845 6060 973. Time now for the latest LBC 97.3 news. I'm going to find out who this lanky fella is out here.
On 97.3,
DAB
and online,
London's biggest conversation, LBC.
It's 9.30, I'm Sam Pittis. Sir Paul McCartney and Heather Mills have left the Royal Courts of Justice on the Strand. They were there for more than 8 hours trying to reach a divorce settlement. It's not yet known if a deal's been reached. Health Secretary Alan Johnson's told a hospital trust in Kent at the centre of a superbug scandal to withhold a payoff to its former chief executive. It comes after 90 people died after being infected with C. difficile at three hospitals, which were said to have had appalling hygiene standards. Graphic paparazzi photographs of the dying Princess Diana inside the wreck of her Mercedes have been shown at her inquest. Many of the images, which have been heavily pixelated, were shot within moments of the crash in Paris. Nearly 50 illegal workers have been seized in the biggest immigration crackdown in London this year. The streets of Chinatown were brought to a standstill as 5 restaurants were raided during the busy lunchtime period. More than 100 immigration staff and police stormed the Soho premises simultaneously shortly after 12:30. London's Travel News, one lane's blocked. That's due to an accident on the A22 southbound at Purley Cross. And London's weather, misty and foggy. There'll be some cloud around 2 tonight. A minimum temperature of 12 Celsius. It is currently 15 degrees Celsius in Rotherhithe. This is LBC. It's now 31 minutes past 9.
Around 400 people in the UK die every year waiting for an organ transplant. So we need more donors. If you'd like to save a life, make sure you're on the NHS Organ Donor Register. Tell your family and friends about your wishes, then just fill in the leaflet that's coming through your letterbox. Visit mylifemygift.org or call 0845 6060 400.
LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
0845 6060 973.
That's the telephone number. The last 30 minutes of the show, I would strongly recommend you calling us up now if you want to get on this show. Cardball's on at 10 o'clock, of course. We're looking for other words for instead of topic, because every time I say it, it's a real lazy local radio. Okay, today's topics are any suggestions gratefully appreciated. Katia,
Ian,
hello there, Katia. You're sounding delightful this evening.
Yes, I want to tell you about how many times I forgot to say thank you. Because I got a free clay pigeon shooting lesson thanks to you.
You got a free clay pigeon shooting lesson because of me?
Yeah.
And how many times did you forget to say thank you?
Well, probably 50 times.
50 times. Okay, well, let's have them then. Go on.
It happened last
No,
year.
Let's have the 50 thank yous.
Oh, no. No.
Okay.
And the topic was... Oh, no, you don't want that word.
No, we need a new word instead. What's topic in the language you speak? I can't remember what it is. French.
Le sujet.
Le sujet.
Oui, the subject. What about that?
No, well, subject is still the same, isn't it? So there's not a French word for topic, then?
Yeah, it's sujet.
No, hang on. You can't say the French word for topic is subject.
It's not really a topic, yeah.
But so topic. No, it's subject. So they don't have... There's no... You're telling me, Katia.
Yeah.
There is no word in French for topic. There's no direct translation apart from subject.
Yeah, I don't think there is. I'm trying hard.
How does local radio work in France? I can't believe it.
I don't listen to them.
No, rubbish. Anyway, Katia.
Yes. So. And it was, have you ever shot a gun?
Have you ever shot a gun? Oh, yeah, that was good, that one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah.
And I actually rang and said that although I engrave guns, yes, I had never actually shot one.
Well, of course, if anyone doesn't know, Katia engraves guns.
So, yes, 2 weeks later,
yes,
someone got in contact with me and said, I heard you on the Ian Lee show,
yes,
and I can get you a free clay pigeon shooting lesson.
Hang a minute. Who got in touch with you?
John Ogis.
Oh, John Ogis?
Yeah.
Oh, John Ogis. Who's John Ogis?
I think he got in contact with you too, actually. He said that to me.
How did he get in touch? How did he get in contact with you?
He found my website.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did get offered free clay pigeon.
See?
Oh, and we didn't go. Did you go? Nice. I thought he was a weirdo.
Yeah. No. He's really nice. And actually went there and, it's just the most difficult thing I have ever done.
Oh.
Impossible. I was thinking.
Or as they say in French, c'est impossible.
I was thinking it was going to be like big plates, like flying over. It's just tiny things, and it's finished. It's finished just when you shot. It's too late.
Yeah.
So no.
But are you still in touch with this John Ogis dude?
Yeah.
Tell him that we want to go free clay pigeon shooting, and I must have missed. I do remember him mentioning it. And then we never followed it up because we thought, hang on, there's a guy inviting us out to fire guns in the woods. Yeah, I'm not so sure about that. But if you've been there and done it, well, then let's have it.
It's not in the woods. It's in the proper clay pigeon. Actually, they've got champions over there, practicing and all that.
Yes.
Yeah, so...
Does he run Quasar as well, or paintball?
No, but he might know people.
Oh, yeah, because we want to go paintballing. Do you want to come paintballing with us?
Yeah.
All right, let's go paintballing.
Okay, let's do that.
I'm up for it, definitely.
Okay.
It's not a date or anything. I'm seeing someone.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
I'm not interested.
But maybe we could bring G-Man along.
Yes.
Yeah, you'd like that, wouldn't you, huh?
Sebastian Bach, maybe.
Oh, well, the singer from, not the 9 o'clock news, Motley Crue.
Yeah.
Touch Me, I'm Falling.
No.
That's a good name for a band. Touch Me, I'm Falling. Anyway, Katia, thank you for that.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Did you say disappointing? How very, very bizarre. Hang on a second. It's Andrew in the Walthamstow. Hello, Andrew.
Nice music.
It's good. It's your theme tune.
Yes, it is.
Don't expect to get it every day, though, because I can't remember everybody's theme tune.
No, I know mine.
Okay.
Before I get to my main point, I've got an idea for your Royal Mail situation.
Oh, yeah. We go and... Well, no, I won't say that. That's rude.
No. It doesn't matter, all right.
Oh, I've got Matt Allwright's phone number.
Perhaps you can put a disguise on and go undercover in the sorting office.
Hang on a second. Matt Allwright, of course, from Rogue Traders.
Yeah.
Chris, if I type a phone number up on your screen, can you phone him up and see if he'll come on the air and right a wrong for me? Hang on a second. That's an excellent idea. Hang on a second. Matt Allwright. Hang on a second. I'll type a number up on the screen for you now. We may be able to get him this very evening. 8 Can you give him a call, Chris? It's Matt. He knows me. Well, I say that. Sort of. He don't know me that well, but we'll see. Well, yeah, we could... Because he does Rogue Traders, and he can sort out all the shenanigans.
He can put a funny disguise on, and go undercover.
Yeah, exactly. I've been sent... I've just turned my phone on to get this phone number. And I've been sent a text from a number I don't recognise. It says... It says, "You very funny boy, D." I'm going to text them back. Hang on. Who the flipping hell is this? Flipping hell is this? There we go. Let's see. Anyway, Andrew, we'll see if Matt's got the balls to come on the air, or if he's just one of those show busy types that's all puff and guff and nonsense like that. Hang on, Chris is nodding. I think, this is exciting. This music's good, actually, isn't it? Let's have a bit of this, hang on.
Hello?
yes, the young lad there, the tall fella. What are you saying?
Now's not a good time, tomorrow's better.
Oh, no. See you. He won't come on tonight, Andrew.
Oh, never mind.
Never mind. We'll get him on tomorrow.
Get him on, yeah.
What's he doing, Chris? He says he can't come on.
I know, but he sounded like he's having a lot of fun.
Did he? Did he sound happy that he can't come on? Or was it sad because there was, like, I don't know, a funeral or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Andrew, we'll get him on tomorrow.
Yeah, anyway. Ian.
That wasn't even your point.
No.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Okay, go on.
Have you been watching... Do you watch Chop Shop on Monday?
Chop Shop?
Yeah, on Discovery.
What's
Leepu and Bernie.
Oh, are they doing another series of that?
In London.
I'm not doing the voiceover for it.
I know.
Who is doing the voiceover for it?
I don't know, some Muppet.
I've got more lucrative gig on its way anyway, so...
good for you. Yeah. But have you watched it?
No. I'm not interested in it.
Oh, you should watch it, mate. It's funny.
I'm only interested in it when I was doing it. Even then, I wasn't that interested in it. I just turned up and did it.
Oh, fair enough.
So there's these two fellas, and they make cars out of old bangers.
Yeah, and it caught a light.
Oh, really? Well, that'll learn them to not get me to do the voiceover for it. What are they thinking of getting someone? Andrew, I want you to watch that programme and find out who they got instead.
Yeah, I'll try and do that for you, mate.
All right, cheers, fella.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. It's James is in the Broccoli. Hello, James.
Hello.
Hello there.
Those crazy Russians.
Those crazy, crazy Russians. Look at this, Russian woman. She's drinking vodka, and now she's puking up a baby.
Who wrote that?
Not me. I just turned up, I did it, and I got paid more money than you think.
Yeah, well, you know, it was. That is quite a good, well put together show.
It was all right. It was all right. You know, these things are what they are. They're just a few months' mortgage.
Yes, well, they definitely are crazy Russians.
They are crazy Russians.
How do they do it?
All right, don't just go through my entire CV of voiceovers I've done for Discovery Channel or whatever.
Oh, well, no, Crazy Russians were on Bravo.
It was Bravo, wasn't it? Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, your jibber jabber highlights, which is marginally better than points.
Oh, so you want to say that instead of topic?
Yeah.
Oh, that's rubbish.
Of course, it's you. In the face of Mr. T?
That is absolute rubbish.
Here we are tonight with your jibber jabber highlights.
Oh, no, that sounds like something Chris Miles would come up with or something.
Really?
We're better than that.
Wow, I'm good enough for Radio 1. Thanks. You're a pal.
Oh, I see what he's done there. Yeah, he beat me. Thank you, James. David.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Dave.
All right. Yeah, you know that alien place you used to say used to be a quasar? You know,
oh, in Trocadero.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. It was an alien place, what, I don't know, about 7 years ago.
Exactly, yeah. I used to be an alien.
No, you didn't!
Oh, straight up, yeah.
Can you explain what it was? Because I made a terrible hash-up of trying to explain it.
Yeah, it was called Alien War.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like an alien research base.
Yeah.
Supposed to look like the alien, like the films.
Yeah.
And the group of Panthers would be taken in by a Marine.
Yeah.
All dressed up in the armour with a big gun. And they give them a tour of the alien research base. But when they got in there, oh dear, alarms went off.
Yeah.
The aliens have escaped. And the Marine had to take you through this sort of maze place out into safety.
And there was lots of strobes going on and aliens getting closer.
Yeah. On the way, yeah, lots of smoke and gunfire and aliens getting shot at and jumping out at people.
Did you ever actually catch anybody?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. But then you have to, like... What do? You have to just shrink back into the...
Yeah, you should rip their faces off, Dave. You should literally kill them.
Well, yeah, men used to really scare some little kids, you know. They shouldn't have brought these little kids in because they was terrifying.
I bet there was wee sometimes, wasn't there?
Yeah. Well, there was all sorts of stuff on the floors in there, really. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Grown men getting scared as well.
To be honest, I quite enjoyed it. I mean, we came out afterwards, and an hour later we went, actually, that was a bit naff. But when we were in there doing it, me and my mate, we went for my birthday one day, and we were drunk. And when we were doing it, we loved it.
Yeah, it was good fun. Yeah, on the weekdays when it was quiet, we had time to do more stuff, and we like used to mess around with the Marines to send them in the wrong way, and it was on this one time, a group of off-duty firemen came in and they were all drunk as anything.
Yeah.
And they actually picked up one of the aliens and ran outside into the Trocadero with him.
No!
Straight up, yeah, it was the funniest thing, yeah.
I was going to say then now, I was actually going to ask a proper genuine question, so I was quite... How long was it there for? Because it wasn't there for that long, was it?
I don't know. I was there for 6 months before I got fed up with it, yeah.
Well, this is what I was going to ask you. I just remembered. Are you an actor?
No, I'm not.
Oh, why did you end up doing that then? I thought it'd be out-of-work actors doing that.
Well, no, they just had in the paper, very small, said extra tall people wanted. alien theme park or something, I don't know.
That's discrimination. They can't do that now.
No, it was, well, yeah, no, I suppose not. No.
Yeah.
I was getting paid to scare people.
Yeah. What's there now? Is it?
I don't know. I haven't been to Trocadero for ages.
Trocadero is a weird place, man. Well, Dave, listen, thank you for that. That's good, good to speak to an alien.
No, I'm glad to speak to you, Ian.
Cheers, fella. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Cheers, bye.
It was weird. If anyone went to that place, it was weird, man. I can't believe I've got to do this again. Hang on a second. You've been on already.
I have, but I just want to hear my tune again.
Oh, for God's sake. What do you want?
Well, I've got to say, listening to that guy, I went to the Trocadero Alien Centre.
Yeah.
But it had calmed down a bit, because when we first went past there, there was queues out the door.
Yeah, there were massive queues.
Yeah, but when we went, there wasn't. And I thought it was a load of old rubbish, actually, but we were sober.
Yeah, I was steaming drunk, and that's... let's say I was drunk, shall we?
Yeah, that definitely's got to help.
I was drunk, and an hour later we went, actually, it was a bit naff, but when we were in there, me and my mate had a great time.
Well, what I've rung up for is the old topics.
Oh, yes, what different...
Name of the topics. What have you had so far? Because my one's definitely going to beat them here.
All we've had is jibber-jabber... points or something. Rubbish.
Well, my one will be tonight's telephone ticklers, which can be shortened to the triple T's.
I'm going to cut you off, Joe. That was a load of old guff. I do apologise. Right, last 15 minutes of the show. Give us a call now if you want to come on the radio. 0845 60 60 973. More of your calls after this. It's the Travel News Now with Will.
Thank you very much. If you're heading on to just around Croydon at the moment this evening, Addiscombe Road is currently closed off both ways between Elgin Road and also Clyde Road following an accident. Chigwell Road is still closed off both ways as well for those repair works between Manor Road and Hainault Road. Good news for the A40. Earlier accident just near to the Medway underpass has been cleared away. Still looking a little bit busy past the scene. There's a lane blocked with a crash on the A22 Godston Road. That's going southbound at Purley Cross. Chigwell High Road closed both ways between Vicarage Lane and Rolls Park. That's due to a burst water main. Stoke Newington temporary lights up and working there on the A10 Stamford Hill. That's at Manor Road. And in Tottenham, gas main works and restrictions on Monument Way between the High Road and the Hale. For the Underground, there are still delays on the Jubilee line at the moment. Also, of course, the Victoria line is going to close shortly, around about 15 minutes time for those engineering works. And there are delays of up to an hour and cancellations as well on southeastern services between Strood and Paddock Wood. That's due to a broken down train at East Farley. LBC 97.3, more travel news coming up throughout the night.
Join Jenny Eclair with some quality guests.
Britt Eklund has just walked into the studio. Do you think personally that being beautiful, being famous is tough?
I think being beautiful and being famous, if you have nothing else, yes.
Paul Young's just waltzed in. Did you learn anything on Hell's Kitchen that you didn't know genuinely before?
Well, I wanted to learn about running a kitchen if I had a restaurant, because...
Is that in the back of your mind?
Yeah, it's in the back of my mind.
And dropping in this week, Bill Ward, who played the former bully boy builder Charlie Stubbs in Coronation Street, and camp comedian and writer Julian Clary.
Jenny Eclair.
Saturday mornings at the later time from 11. LBC 97.3.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
Last few minutes of the show, 10 minutes, well, it's about 12 minutes. 0845 60 60 973. Clive Ball's on at 10 o'clock, don't forget that. And he's on Sundays to Thursdays now. He's doing a proper job now, 5 days a week, well done. So Sunday nights through to Thursday nights, which is, if you missed him last Sunday, it was very good, I thoroughly recommend. It was Clive Ball, it's what you'd expect, it was Clive Ball, so, you know. Let's go for Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, right.
Yes, why haven't I got a theme tune? I want a theme tune.
No, I'm not doing this. No, no.
Please.
Oh, okay. Oh, for God's sakes.
Thank you.
Let's try and find something that's vaguely appropriate.
Something that kind of shows my kind of bubbly, creative personality.
Oh, for God's sakes. okay, you can have this one. Hang on. Go on then. Oh, I've turned the fader down. I turned your fader down. How did I do that?
What? Huh? Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Yeah. Oh, I like that one. Yes. That's really good. Thank you. Okay,
But it means you have to make your point within a minute, because that's how long the music lasts. And you've only got 30 seconds left now. That's the downside of having a theme tune. That's the downside. The upside is, you come on, you get a tune that nobody else gets played. You get it played, just for you. The downside is, you have to finish your point before the time that the music ends. Because once the music ends, that's it, I have to cut you off, okay? So you've got to bear in mind that that's the rule. Sarah, away you go.
I used to wear Tartan trousers.
Did you like them?
Yeah, they were kind of cool.
That seemed to work quite well, actually. Charlotte.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Charlotte.
You were talking about Ian Botham.
Yes.
He was given an OBE in 1992.
Well, then stick with that, then. Why do they need to upgrade him?
I don't know.
No.
I don't know. It's just a quick call. Just to say that. Really.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for that, Charlotte.
Okay.
Bye-bye. That was a very quick call, wasn't it? I'm just going through these emails very quickly. When happened to Larry? Nick.
Hello.
Hello, Nick.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening.
How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm glad it's nearly home time, because I'm going to go home, have a little bit of dinner, play some Rainbow Six on the Xbox, and then go to bed and read a good book for half an hour or so.
Okay, no problem.
That's the plan.
Sounds good.
Mm. What are you doing this evening, Nick? Do you want to come and join me?
Well, why not?
Cheese baps.
Exactly.
Hey, Nick, what do you want?
I actually fell up to talk about Alien War, because when it first opened, I was about 10 or 11.
Yeah.
And I was too scared to go.
Right.
And I thought, I'll go a bit later, and never did, and then it closed down.
Oh, so you missed it.
I missed it. However, for some reason, I was bored of work, started searching around, still off people who created it.
Oh, really?
The whole history about it. There's also a MySpace page.
Oh, hang on a second.
People.
Hang on a minute. Let me get the internet up. Bearing in mind, we're on 56k dial-up here, so hang on.
Oh, okay.
www.myspace.com. What is it? /Alien War?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I mean, it is an Alien War site, so I'm guessing it is /Alien War.
Oh, no, hang on. No, that's some weird lesbian couple.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, search Alien War. It will come up.
Okay.
But basically, they talk about what I used to do and how it all works and something like that. But they're bringing it back.
Oh, you're having a laugh.
No, and what they're doing, because it was a Scottish idea. It started off in Scotland in 92 or something.
Yeah.
And then they brought it down to Trocadero and had it all there and nice big set up and everything. But they're going to bring it on tour. So it's going to start in Scotland again, and it's going to come down to London. And I'm desperately waiting to find out the dates, because I really want to go.
Where are they going to do it in London?
Didn't say. Mm. I think they're trying to find somewhere to do it. I mean, that's the problem. It won't be a permanent thing.
Yeah.
Like it used to be. But they are trying to find somewhere to do it.
The thing is, I mean, in reality, it was a little bit naff, right?
Right.
But it was good fun, because I was steaming drunk. Let's say I was drunk.
You were drunk.
I don't drink anymore, so I'm worried if I go and do it, it'll be like, yeah. Okay. This is the bit where we run, is it? All right, then, fine. I don't know. Maybe I'm not sure. But
did it freak you out, though, when there were giant aliens?
Well, no. There were tall people with alien heads on.
Okay.
You know, there was that. It was pretty. I thought it was pretty good, but you know, you can only because it was my birthday, and I was out with a friend, and we really tried to buy into it as much as we could.
Okay. Well, on that note, have you been to Universal Studios at all?
No, I have not.
You must go, and you must go on the Spider-Man ride they've got there in Florida.
The Spider-Man ride? What happens on that?
It's a bit like a simulator.
Yeah.
Except, and it's all in 3D, so you wear these glasses.
Yeah,
you move around, like, these different screens and stuff.
Yeah.
And things happen to you, you get flung around. Yeah. And, you don't get flung around much physically.
Yeah.
Because of, you're watching these big IMAX screens.
Yeah.
So it actually feels like you are, like, falling through the city of New York and stuff. It's really crazy and really good.
Alex. What's your mate's name?
Bill.
Thingy. You.
Chris.
Yeah. You.
Yeah. Chris.
Lad, you can't see 3D, can you?
No, I've got a problem with my eyes.
Okay, interesting. Well, thanks for that, Nick.
No problem. Have a good night.
Yeah, cheers, boss. Let me know if you hear any more about the Alien War.
Definitely will do. I'll call him.
Cheers, fella. Right, let's go to Rob. Hello, Rob.
Hi. Yes. How are you going?
I'm going good.
I've got this handshake story to tell you.
Oh, let's have it.
Right. I went to a rather posh art studio.
Yes.
With a girlfriend of mine.
Good lad.
And incidentally, I can cover two stories. She was wearing this rather nice rubber tartan catsuit thing.
Whoa, hang on. It was rubber tartan.
It was rubber.
Now I'm interested. And it was a catsuit, you say?
Oh, yes.
Now
oh,
I'm
yes.
interested. Now I'm interested in tartan.
Yes,
rubber cat suits. Yes, please.
Absolutely wonderful, with a little red, white, and blue helicopter hat.
Oh, how delightful!
No, I think she's wanted to take me places, but I couldn't quite work it out.
No.
But anyway, I was at this this art art studio.
Yes.
And there were lots of people there drinking wine and having a good time and everything, walking around, shaking people's hands and introducing themselves. And I walked up to this chap to shake his hand, and I offered my hand, and he offered his hand, and I looked down. No hand.
Oh, yes, I've done that, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was a stump.
Yeah, yeah.
I was horrified, so I grabbed him firmly by the stump yeah. and said, hello, I'm Rob.
Yes.
Nice to meet you.
I've had that happen to me a couple of times.
But it was quite strange, because at that moment in time, everybody stopped talking and looked.
Oh.
I looked at him, he looked at me, we both looked down at, you know, us shaking stump and hand.
Yes.
And that was it.
That's his fault, though, isn't it?
Wow,
it's his fault. He should make it clear. He should, if anyone approaches and looks like they're going to shake hands, he should wave the stump and say, just to let you know, so there's no embarrassment.
Yeah,
this is what you're going to. But yes, I've done that with on two separate occasions, and
it was quite scary because I'm a guitar player.
Yes.
So I thought, well, I suppose guitar lessons for this chap is out of the question.
It would be, Rob. I've got to go. Thank you very much for that.
Do you need more time with Nick?
To come back to the story that's on so many of your front pages.
Or do you want to catch up with Clive?
It was a bizarre story, but apparently it's true.
LBC Plus lets you listen again to a whole world of LBC programmes with no interruptions.
No secular, though, not.
No interruptions. You can listen on your computer or transfer to your iPod or MP3 player to listen on the move. There's a whole archive of LBC programmes for you to choose from. Or you can catch some special features you just won't hear on the radio.
You can join from just £2 a month by going to lbc.co.uk and clicking on LBC Plus.
LBC Plus. Just click and listen.
London's biggest conversation continues with Clive Ball.
I can say this,
after
Clive
the
Ball.
News at
I can,
10.
I can say
LBC
it.
LBC 97.3.
I've been saying it all night. I'm saying it all
Ian
night.
Ian Lee's Good Evening.
So Chris has put too many phone calls through for me. We haven't got time. Right, Terry.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, sir.
Yes, if you want to come and play laser games, I've got my two little eight-year-olds. It's their birthday, November the 17th, down at Crawley, Laser Hub. I've got four adults going, and there's two spare tickets.
Laser Hub?
Yeah, Laser Hub.
When is this?
November the 16th, I think it is.
What day of the week is that?
Saturday afternoon.
No, 16th isn't a Saturday. Oh. The 16th is a Friday.
Oh, it's the 17th, then. Their birthday's on the 16th.
And how old are the kids?
Eight, so you're bound to win.
Hang on a minute. Terry Horsham. Right, I'm seriously up for coming down, Terry, if you mean it.
I've got four adult tickets, because there's 16 children going, and there's two adults going and two spare.
Alex, could you nudge the fella, what's his face?
Right, yeah, what?
Do you fancy going and doing this?
Yeah, all right.
Terry, can you send me an email?
Okay.
To ian@lbc.co.uk.
Yeah.
And we might genuinely take you up on that offer.
Well, my children will love it, because they do love you.
All right, don't promise anything yet, just in case we bottle out. But we might take you up on that offer.
There's pizza there and dough sticks and lots of squash.
It just sounds so... Terry, listen, I've got to go, but I'll speak to you later on.
Lovely.
Cheers, fella.
Cheers, then.
Bye-bye. No, I'm very, very tempted. I'm very tempted. Now, if we get time, we'll go to... you've put too many calls through, Chris. Rambo!
Hi, man.
Stay there for a second.
Yeah.
If we get time, we'll come back to you. If you missed the show today, it sounded like this. Tonight, we're talking about Tartan, Ian Botham and the Nolans. Yeah. If you call Paul Ross, you get special priority.
Hello, Paul Ross.
Hello, Paul Ross.
Line one, is your name Paul Ross?
It is, and I was born on New Year's Eve 1956, you mug.
Ian Botham? What? Come in and do it. Come on, it's the bin man. Come on, he's got to come in at some point.
It's like the old days.
Hey, boss, how you doing?
Good,
yeah. Yeah, good lad. We've got to pretend you're not here, so don't say anything. Okay.
Lewis Hamilton walks into his pit crew.
Yeah.
You know, it's the big chance he's got of winning the championship.
This is it.
And he goes to each of his pit crew with a fist, and he fists each of his guys.
One potato, two potato. One potato, two potato. One potato, two potato.
I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese.
Never put mayonnaise in Jack Daniel.
Kombawa. Is that right? Kombawa? Kombawa.
Follow the lines on the tartan.
Where do they start and where do they end, Sam? Do you know?
They just go up and down and side to side.
Yeah, that's enough to drive someone mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Shreddy bender.
Massive shreddy bender. Alex, they're getting better and better, mate. Thank you. Thank your friend as well. Tell him not to come in tomorrow. Rambo, very quickly, what was your point?
My point was, you want to know why Ian Botham was upgraded.
Why did they upgrade Ian Botham?
I tell you now, Ian Botham was the best all-round cricketer this country ever had.
But that there's no reason to make him a knight. Yes, make him an OBE or an MBE, but not a knight.
He deserved it.
No, he didn't.
He did.
What, for cricket?
Yeah.
No cricketer deserves to be a knight.
Ah, oh, come on.
No, yes.
More cricketers get knighted than cricket than any other sport. And I tell you what, hang on, listen to me now.
Well, I've only got 10 seconds.
Yeah, he deserves whatever he gets. He really he's a good guy, good cricketer, and he's an all-round cricketer. He captained the lot. He does everything, and he deserves what he gets, right? So please make a note of that, if anybody asks you.
On 97.3, DAB, and online, London's biggest conversation, LBC.
At 10, pledge over Olympic Stadium. Seb Coe says no football. Mills and McCartney in divorce court, and an injury blow for Terry. It's 10 o'clock. I'm Sam Pittis.